participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm feeling like Christmas a little more every day now.
Good.
As it creeps into my evil soul and for a few days overtakes the darkness.
Mm.
It's happening.
I'm happy for you.
I'll tell you why it's happening.
Why?
There's a man that makes it happen for me every year.
Who?
I'm so proud to get the mail.
Oh, and it's here?
Yeah, Rob, it is.
All right.
As soon as I see Indian Creek Village, Florida.
I know.
I know. The one man who never lets me down.
Is it our Spanish friend?
Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias.
Oh, that's great.
I received the annual Christmas card from the Iglesias family.
Mm-hmm.
Feliz Navidad and all this other stuff that I can't read. And for whatever reason, it also includes this year.
What is this? A CD, it looks like.
A CD?
What do it say on
Hey, this
CD?
Is exciting.
Julio and the Wizardas,
uh-huh.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Oh, Silent Night.
Probably a personal greeting for you.
Hey, night.
You know, I never quite figured out. He was on the show one time,
mm-hmm.
yep.
10 years ago.
And he loved us. And he didn't know he was on the air until the end of the interview.
We had him on his phone in Miami. He was driving around and he said, your show is crazy. You tape it. When do you play this tomorrow?
We said, ¿Cómo está usted anyway?
You know, it's amazing. These kids, we've watched them grow up. Isn't it great? Don't they look great?
They really do.
Yeah.
And I'd love to say that I'm friends with the guy. I don't know how I won the lottery that I'm the only
you
one to get.
You sent him a card?
No. For the first 2 or 3 years, you got one and I got one. And then for whatever reason, I just ended up getting the only one.
Need the card back.
Je suis papa.
Tina.
Victoria. What the hell is this?
He's entering, introducing the familia.
He should have sent me the English version.
Yeah. Papa, yo soy Miguel.
This is not a joke. I just opened this goddamn thing up.
This is Miguel, Rodrigo, Victoria, and Cristina.
I must be a special friend to Julio.
You sure are.
I can't imagine too many schmucks got this. How much does it cost for a CD now? About 40 cents?
If that.
You go to Best Buy, buy a couple thousand of them. You say, listen, send this out, mass mail this to every schmuck DJ I ever met. On the telephone.
Maybe he got his record company to pick it up.
Someday this will be like the Beatles Christmas
What is the
greetings.
Pronunciation of his wife's name?
Lucky.
Janice. No, I don't know. How's it spelled?
It's hard. Robert,
Bernice.
Can't read that.
My wife, Bernice.
Bernice.
Miranda.
is it is. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Miranda?
Miranda.
Miranda. Like the Wrights.
Right.
They have beautiful children.
Yeah. And to answer your question about if it's done by the record company, no, because it's handwritten on the CD.
That is so nice.
That's he really did that.
Or his people did.
I will double click and
Julio and the Melendez.
That's that card is not printed.
No, that's not
handwritten with a Sharpie.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, keep this. It'll be like the Beatles Christmas greetings
at the Iglesias sweatshop. Sign them all.
Someday we must try.
And he's got all his kids on the CD.
This will be a good project for Beth Ann McBride.
Good holiday project.
Yeah. Let's see if we can solve this this riddle rather. Hey, BA.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Beth Ann McBride, right. Pork Chop.
I'm going to hand this over to you, PC, and perhaps you can get in touch with Julio Iglesias. For God's sakes, you've got his home address on the back of this thing.
You always pronounce the name. Is it Iglesias or Inglesias?
That's why he likes me best, Mike.
Because you mispronounce his name?
Julio Iglesias.
That's correct.
Yes, it means church.
You said Inglesias.
Well, I can say it both ways. Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Talented.
Julio Inglesias. Julio Inglesias. Julio Iglesias.
There you go.
Julio Iglesias.
Yes, but that's incorrect because it starts with an I, not an E.
But there's no,
Julio
no I between the G and the I, right?
No N.
Yeah. There's no N between the I and the G. Right?
Julio Inglesias.
And you, I know why you make that mistake. Because you think Inglés. like English.
Right.
Well, and you
and
know,
you
I wish it was
red, white, and blue.
The universal language. You're right. Thank you, Mike. Anyway, Beth Ann,
yeah.
Make that a project, okay?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I want you to see if you can track down Julio Iglesias before Christmas.
And Miranda.
Yeah.
Right.
Julio Iglesias.
Yes.
Right?
And Miranda.
And remember to tell him that I'm getting this Christmas card, and it does appear to be something that he personally wrote on both the inside of the card and the CD. Just like to know why. Not complaining, just wondering if he knows that I'm in his system.
And be sure and send him our Christmas CD.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, B.A.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anything's not a bad idea, Buzz.
Isn't it?
B.A.P.C.
Anything from Alan Parsons yet?
Not a
Christmas card.
Not on his mailing list, his regular mailing list.
Not a thing.
Coming by snail mail.
Not a thing. Alan Parsons, incidentally, has just awakened from his long sleep. He went to sleep after his interview on our show earlier this week, and now...
Oh, I think he went to sleep before that.
Well, whatever the case, his alarm clock just went off. And hello to each and every one of you.
Well, hello there.
Oh, I turned my microphone off,
yes.
And that's why you heard, I'm
yes.
Santa Shannon.
And this is Elf Boy Drysdale.
Mary Melvin Drysdale.
Yes, Mary Melvin Drysdale, Feliz Navidad.
Four groaners today,
four.
I will ask you to vote on each as to where the groaners came from.
Individually or as a package?
Individually.
Oh,
oh, this could be a challenge.
Tough.
Hold on, the hotline's ringing. Hello?
Hi, this is Dick Van Patten.
Oh,
Dick
Van Patten.
It's Don and Mike, Dick. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you so much for calling me yesterday. That was so nice of you.
We thought you'd enjoy our message that we left
for
you.
I sure did. It was great.
We try to call you every year on your birthday.
You've never missed. I appreciate it very much.
Because, you know, we truly are fond of you, and you were always so nice to us. And what's new in the life of Dick Van Patten?
Well, I just came back from New York. I was there for 6 weeks at the Lincoln Center. I did Cinderella with Eartha Kitt and Renee Zellweger. It was like an all-star cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are always working, Dick.
I played the king. Yeah, I got to keep working. I played the king, and that was fun. And now I'm going to open in May with, I don't know, maybe you read this, with Bob Evans. You know Robert Evans, the head of Paramount?
Sure, of course. You're going to be working with Robert Evans?
We're doing a two-man show, yeah. See, he and I grew up together.
Huh.
When I was, you know, we were teenagers together. So we're going to go up on the stage and tell all the different things that we did.
That's the guy that did that movie about how he made all those great blockbusters and he had the big...
The kid stays in the picture.
Yeah, almost Elvis-like style glasses, right.
Patton Oswalt does... A wonderful stand-up thing on Robert Evans.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, and Robert Evans also did the ESPN commercials a while back.
Oh, I think
right.
NFL Network, I think, where he says, Merlin Olsen is just not that type kind of guy.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them that they did, and I'm not sure. I thought they were for ESPN a long time ago.
Well, God, who knows? But I know I've seen one for the NFL channel.
Packers against the Giants.
He has a great voice. He
maybe
has a very resonant voice.
On that as well, but why are we talking about him? It's the great Dick Van Patten.
It's Dick Van Patten. He's going to be doing a show with Dick.
Dick, how did you spend your birthday yesterday?
Oh, well, my son Nels and his wife... My son Jimmy, his wife left him, so he was alone.
Oh, Jimmy's
wife. He's married. Vincent's married to the star of The Young and Restless, Eileen Davidson.
Huh.
And my wife and me, we all went to a restaurant for my birthday. It was fun. And my three grandsons I had, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It was great.
So Jimmy's on the market again, Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know those
families. He's up at Hefner's every week there, looking.
Oh, wow. Up at Hefner's, you're always
you'll find the right one. Woman there.
Do you ever watch my son Vincent on the world tour of poker?
Well,
the world
Listen, we'd like to book him on our show as a guest. We like it so much, but
really, when you look at this, Dick, Vince was doing that and was on the cutting edge of what became, I mean, this year was the year of poker. It was the phenomenon.
Right, yeah. You got the thing on ESPN, Dick, the World Series of Poker. You got the celebrity poker on the other channel.
Well, Vincent's show was the first one. The others all sort of copying it, you
absolutely.
Know?
Right, that was our point from the first time we'd seen the show. We knew it was more of that great Van Patten charm.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is look at a project and whisper, Van Patten. And immediately, it's a hit. It's a smash.
And how's Pat doing?
Oh, she's very good, thanks. She's so pretty.
That's good.
Oh, we guess what? In April, we were married 50 years.
50
Oh, my
years?
God.
Yeah, we had a big, big celebration.
I can't imagine.
It was a tremendous celebration we had at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Right? I should tell our
If
listeners.
I make it to 50 with Frida, I'll put my head in an oven.
Now, which one? Remember when I was in that parade a couple of years ago in Virginia? One of you were there. Right?
I went out.
Oh, that was Mike.
I took my daughters.
Mike, right?
Yeah, Dick. I took my daughters out and took them to see you. And unfortunately, on the parade. Route, you were there, and I got a chance to say hi as you were driving by. And
just very quick, I felt bad that I didn't get to see you afterwards.
Oh, it was great. We had a good time out there. That was the Apple Blossom Festival, right?
Right, and it was Martin Short's daughter. She won the Miss Debutante. She was a lovely girl.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah. We talked about that on the air, Mike.
We are big Dick Van Patten, and our listeners should understand the reason we are so attached to Dick Van Patten. He's probably, next to Leah Remini, the only other celebrity.
No, he's
better, though, because we've had this relationship for years.
He's always been our buddy. Dick Van Patten has always been our buddy. He let us
into his house. And if
Leah Remini was just here yesterday morning. She takes tennis three lessons a week for my son, Nels.
Does she really?
She's Leah. She's married. She just had a baby.
Yes.
And isn't it a shame what's happened to her, Dick? I'm kidding. I knew you wouldn't say anything. Right. No, she's marvelous.
She looks great. She looks fantastic.
Very funny girl. I mean, she's her timing. She's got that real comedy timing.
She does indeed. Oh, see, it's one big family. Yeah,
look at that. Everybody knows everybody in Hollywood. Well, Dick, listen, thanks for calling back. Happy holidays.
Thank you for remembering. And wherever I go, people say, that daughter and Mike are always talking about you. Your show, everybody must listen to your show because I hear it all the time.
I wish. But, Dick, I only, remember Dick Van Patten. You've got, what was that? That's my mama? I mean, I remember Mama.
Okay,
yeah, that's
you're
back
too young in, to remember that.
Like back in the day, they don't even show that on TV Land. That's like Milton Berle television.
Yeah, it was the same time. It went on the air in 1949. It was on for 9 years.
Yeah, look at that.
1958.
Wow. This guy he doesn't like cursing, so I use the initial. He's a GD broadcasting icon.
You're damn right he is.
Yeah, I mean, Dick, how many Love Boat episodes you do?
Just 10, one a year. I did. It was on for 10 years. I did
one a year. He was the go-to guy for the Love Boat.
How many times were you on Tattletales?
Oh, I don't know. A lot. I like that show. Remember Bert Kanger?
Right. I mean, that's why we dig Dick Van Patten. He was the TV star that I would always watch and enjoy on all kinds of shows, and he's a nice guy. Happy birthday
to you.
Thank you.
You guys have been great friends. I hope I see you in person soon.
We'll do it.
We'd love to. Thanks, Dick. Happy birthday.
Thanks a lot. Bye, John. Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's a good guy. Sure is. I love Dick Van Patten.
We really do like him.
But is there anyone in Hollywood he doesn't know?
No. Is there anyone in Hollywood that would say, which one of you guys came out and saw me on a parade route?
That's right.
Yeah. Sure.
Jesus. Think he did me blow with Robert Evans?
But Robert Evans, you haven't heard. Have you heard the bit that Patton?
I'm kidding, of course.
Have you heard the bit that Patton
knows
about Robert Evans?
It's pretty right on.
Robert Evans has this one giant Coke nostril. Angie Dickinson and I. Oh, that is hysterical.
I would go see that show.
Yeah,
in a
absolutely.
Second. Yeah.
All right, Dick Van Patten.
Yeah.
You never know who is on that celebrity, that D's celebrity hotline.
It's just really, when you consider the celebrity factor with this show,
that's, God,
Julio Iglesias and Dick Van Patten in the first segment.
Wow. There you go. Six big ways to win big. Okay. Hello, everybody.
I'm ready. You said we had four of them today.
Yes, we do. You must guess who wrote each one. Either the cheap, complete prep service that we don't pay for.
Right.
Or Rob Spiewak, and we don't pay him either.
Okay.
What CBS police drama is the most popular in Mexico?
Which one?
Cold Quesadilla. I need an immediate answer from Buzz.
I'll say that was Rob.
Michael. I mean Milton.
I'm going to say Rob.
Rob?
Yep. Yeah.
It came from the surface.
Ah, very good.
Hello, I'm Santa Shadow.
And I'm jolly old Drysdale.
How do you say Merry Christmas to a Chihuahua?
How?
Feliz Navidad.
That's the service.
Buzz.
I'll say it's the service.
Rob.
It was me!
So now he's trying to write like the servant.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What's the most popular family show in Mexico?
Which one?
The Wonderful World of Disney. Mike.
I thought it was Buzz's turn.
Buzz.
Rob. I say it's Rob.
Mike.
The service.
And Buzz?
Yes.
It was a collaboration between myself and Rob.
Oh, so Buzz was right.
Yeah, half right.
Half right.
Buzz wrote half of it, I wrote the other half. And now, your final groaner.
I'm ready.
What reality show takes place at the North Pole?
Which one?
Survivor.
Oh.
Buzz.
I'm going to blame the service.
Mike.
Rob.
Robbie.
Me!
It's
Rob.
Yeah. It's Rob. Rob, it was a giveaway. I heard the chortling in the background.
That's
I
did funny. Not.
That's a hey now.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Done.
Hey, where we normally do the recap.
Oh, my God.
I think we did all right. I think we kind of fooled them today.
Everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Julia's birthday, right?
How many days? 18th. So, what would that be?
8 days.
Yes.
And, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Jerry Lewis.
Hello. All
right, Tony Soprano.
Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Bert.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And there it is. And here's the Ryan Rob thing.
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart.
How have you been?
How about Robert Evans and Dick Van Patten? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Six Big Ways to Win Big in All the Ships at Sea. They are AFC guys in an NFC world.
Yo, tell
Don
me.
Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Wow, does the boy scream your praises.
Wow,
and hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there, Don and Mike show. New episode. Let's get retarded in here. It's all new on this Friday.
Friday.
1-2-1-0-1-4-0-4.
I got him, Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Let me get that 12-10-0-4. Yes. Let's get retarded. It's December the 10th, 20-odd-4. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. In D.C., 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
Bear with me. We've got a lot of topics to get to in the opening of the show today.
Okay.
First, tonight, the WJFK Christmas Party, that is our home radio station here in D.C. Mm-hmm. WJFK, we are having our annual Christmas party. Mike, are you feeling any pressure?
Definitely.
The party is at Hank's Look Around Cafe tonight.
Yeah, even though, you know, I don't...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Even though I don't do all this stuff, it still, you know, it reflects me, and I am assured that it's going to be a good one.
Good.
And, you know, I think we're going with one primary directive.
What's that?
That usually makes a party successful.
What's that?
You just get everybody bombed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what we're going with.
Do you think? Because you are so beloved around the station.
Yes.
Regardless of the outcome of the party tonight, and everybody's predicting it'll be a smash.
Sure.
Do you feel any added pressure because... You know how people are, and especially you know how we are. And I don't mean just us. I mean everybody in this freaking building. I mean where they just live to just step on your neck here every day.
I know.
When they finally do something like have a party, people even at the party find fault to complain.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. You know, as much as I'm excited about the fact that it's going to be at my joint, I still
Thanks. Look Around Cafe
plan to if there's anything that goes wrong. I hate to do this, but, well, she is the organizer, and I do plan to blame Madonna.
Oh, that's
a good move to have somebody
you.
Like
now,
that.
Mike, thank you very much. Just so you know.
No, actually, Madonna's been the one that's been working.
Not Madonna Ciccone or whatever the real Madonna's name is. Madonna Friends. She works
Madonna
here at the station.
Works here, and she's been working with my guy, Jeff Salisbury, out at the restaurant to make sure everything goes well.
He invented the steak, incidentally.
You know what? Steak. It comes from a long, long line of restaurant people, and the steak was a very famous part of it. But I am very confident that everybody's going to have a good time out there. I am very confident.
So are we.
The size factor of the room, I hope it's not too crowded for everybody. That's the only thing. So other than that, the way I understand it, I don't know what the details are, and I've been kept out of that because I think they didn't want me involved in that because I would have been too nudgy with that, and everything seems to be okay, and really,
I know.
When I get to the party,
I know. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Do any Christmas parties ever really matter? The only one that was screwed up last year with us was because we couldn't park. And I'm going to make sure that everybody can park.
At the trendy place way downtown. So the Christmas party is at Mike's joint tonight. You know me. I'm always looking for a good party.
Yes.
Always looking to enjoy myself.
You're the party meister.
Oh, I am. And I appreciate...
You're the toastmaster.
I appreciate the fact that
Mike, love people.
That Mike has offered me. He knows me so well. He's my best buddy, says to me. I want you to know, I got a back room tonight. Yes. I said, I don't need a back room. He said, no. If you want to get away from everybody...
I got a hiding place for you.
That's what he said.
That is nice.
I got a hiding place. Is there a better buddy than that?
You get the red room.
Is there a better buddy than that?
And the first things I did when I bought the places was, bust through a wall and make a tiny little office back there that's the... Red room.
Uh-huh. Panic room.
It's the red room. And we're actually sanitizing the couch for you.
So I said to Michael, I don't think I'm gonna need that because even though it's a regular night at Mike's place, there's going to be armed guards between us and the regular party goers.
With instructions to kill.
I said, I don't think that there is gonna be a problem. And then Mike said, and this is also true, he said, I'm not thinking about that.
No, that's taken care of.
He said, I'm thinking about when Paul Gorgie sits down and like wants to talk to you for 45 minutes. And Paul Gorgie is that sales guy with the year-round painted on tan.
Sure.
Who's like the worst used car salesman you've ever seen. And at the Christmas party, he loves getting bombed.
Right.
And coming up with his, I've just taken 5 breath mints so you won't know I've had my 3rd peppermint schnapps of the night. And coming up to
exactly.
Him, look, Don, I know we don't talk much. I got something big for the first quarter of 05.
Well, I'm nervous. I'm not nervous for our crew because you guys have all been there and you were there like when it was insane. But there's a little pressure for. There's one guy I can't, we can't talk about it, but I can't get out of my brain about how hope it goes well for him, the general.
Oh. Jeff Hedges.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why. He's been on my mind that I say, hey, everything going well? Yes. Fine.
Well, I know why. Because you know Jeff Hedges.
Yes.
He's going to walk into, and let me just preface this by saying, I am prejudiced. I've been to Mike's Look Around Cafe. I love it. It's a great place.
Thank you.
And it's where everybody knows your name and all that the junk that goes along with a good neighborhood bar.
Yeah, very much a neighborhood place.
I am sure, though, that it is not up to the cherry wood, deer head mounted on the wall.
Clubby atmosphere.
Yeah, that Jeff Hedges, another guy that works here, is used to.
He's the only reason I installed the fireplace. That would give the clubby touch. But it should be fun. I don't feel the pressure I thought I was going to feel when, I think you actually thought it might be a good idea to do it out there, and I was kind of nervous that first day. I haven't been nervous because nobody...
Don't worry until I find the first hair in my salad.
I would have been nervous if everybody, if I was getting like 20 phone calls today, and a year ago, that would have been happening. That doesn't happen anymore. I would have gotten hey, where do we put this? Where do we put this? Where do you want this? Nobody's doing that. I'm not even involved.
Feel no pressure, Mike. Feel no pressure. It's just like, the last 3 or 4 Christmas parties have really, really sucked. We're all really looking for a big rebound year this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to have a good time. The food's going to be great. The booze is going to be great. Everybody will be in. I'll tell you exactly what I've done.
What?
Well, I didn't want to go public with this.
Go ahead. What?
I've actually spiked the alcohol with narcotics.
Yeah. Every single booth.
Now, I'm hoping that it'll be like dealer's choice. You might get a roofie.
Right.
You might get that date rape drug.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might get the antiquated Quaalude, which Buzz tells me they don't make anymore.
No, it's going to be a special. It's not really anything illegal. It's like everybody's been spiked with absinthe. That's what it's going to be.
I love that.
Someone might get like an over-the-counter. Maybe you'll open up a contact or something and then put that in someone's drink.
Yeah. And then at the very end of the night, and you're part of this. I was going to save this for a Christmas surprise.
Oh, what?
But you know how I have my security guys there.
Uh-huh.
You get to pick the two people that you want the crap kicked out of.
Hey! Oh,
that's
great.
Best party ever.
Cool? You've just ensured the fact that I'll be there all night. I won't be beating a hasty retreat.
It'll be fantastic.
Pick him in the head.
One call on this topic, then we'll move on. Because we'll discuss the company Christmas party on
Monday.
Right. We'll be here Monday. Hi. We'll be here all next week.
How about us?
What's up with that? Aren't we normally like Bon Voyage by now?
Yeah, I like this. I like being here. I don't want to be out there.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dave.
Gentlemen, I just wanted to say I hope you have a wonderful holiday party at O'Meara's.
We're getting that jingle back. Don't worry, pal.
Okay. That's the Christmas party. We'll have the update for you on Monday.
Good.
With everything that happens. Buzz.
Yes.
My man.
Uh-huh. You're up.
I want to tell you something.
What? What'd I do? I gave you a nickname.
That's based on your outfit today, Buzz.
I'm calling you Euro now.
Euro?
You're Euro.
I'm wearing a pink dress shirt.
Yes, no, you're Euro very, man. You're Euro man.
Fashionable.
It's the pants too. It's the you have that Euro kind of look.
Well, they're slacks. They're dress slacks.
You look like a European man.
Huh?
Would you stand?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Could I?
You'd be paying in Euro dollars.
That's what it's the belt more. It's the belt. It's the belt more than anything else. It's
dressy, isn't it?
It's Euro-ish.
$5 belt. No, I'm kidding.
Here's why I like to bring Buzz into the show
okay. So
early and so often. Because what he is a powder keg
that
only explodes every once in a while. And today I was privy enough, and so was Porkchop. Porkchop and I are sitting in the office, door open. Don't get any, funny ideas about me and Porkchop.
No, you were through.
Door always wide open, at my insistence, Bethann,
yep.
I realize I'm dreamy. Let's just leave the door open.
Well, at your insistence, because you couldn't control yourself.
And Buzz comes down the hall. And now Buzz always comes in and has the meeting.
Stops in. Yeah.
I had a little meeting with Beth Ann, then a little meeting with everybody. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they overlap. And Buzz is right after Beth Ann. And he comes in and he says, "Man, I'm hot. I hate Todd Hughes," the general manager.
Whoa.
And then he says, "I hate somebody named Kathy."
Yeah.
And I said, "Who is that?" And Buzz said, "Exactly." And I am not exaggerating, which I am prone to do. He screamed.
Right.
He ran out of the office, and I heard on the stairs going up to the third floor, I heard the bump, 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 bump.
As Buzz is having a meltdown?
So what I do is I get up and I walk over by the stairwell. Now, I'm not going to go all the way up to the third floor to hear
right.
this, but I know it's something good because I can hear from the bottom floor, and I don't even have the door to the stairwell open. I hear up there,
Reserved. What don't you understand about reserved?"
And then, boom, door slam. Boom, 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 boom. Back down the stairs. Goes by. I go, "What's happening?" He goes, "I'll tell you in a minute." Buzz.
Yeah.
What was going on? You lost
well,
it today,
see,
my man.
Now, with the way that's been portrayed, I'm just going to sound like a complete jerk.
No,
here.
No. Before you say anything to defend yourself,
all right.
Let me tell you that we have all had this happen,
uh-huh.
that we have worked here for a decade,
uh-huh.
that we have these parking spaces.
Yeah. More than reserved, that, Mike.
That the fact is,
14 years we've worked at this gulag.
Right. That if we don't get our space, then we don't have a place to park.
That's right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Bottom line.
Now go ahead.
One of the great perks, we've described this before, mm-hmm. one of the great perks of working for a radio station that has about 75 employees and roughly 13 parking spots is the fact that we gloriously
uh-huh.
have spots that are allegedly reserved for us in the afternoon.
Right.
So that we know that we always have a place to park. It's a perk.
Yeah, and it is. And we're very happy to have it. I'm very glad to have it. But I got here today and someone was parked in my space. And there was a space, another reserved space next to it that was available So I parked there and thought, you know, that person for the day, I know this person won't mind me switching with them. They're not here right now. They can deal with the offender.
So you parked in Julie's space?
Yeah. I did. I parked in Julie's space, came upstairs, you know, to get to work. But first, I wanted to have a word with the person, if they were here.
Kathy.
Who had parked in my space. Turned out to be Kathy. People hit me with the fact that it was Kathy. She doesn't work here all the time, just occasionally. So I went upstairs and I let her know that
he was hot.
A reserved space, that's my spot, and, you know, please don't park there. She apologized. To her credit, she did apologize, and I thank her for that. That was very nice
to
do.
But she's done it before, right?
That would be alleged. I don't know.
Oh, see, I only...
It hasn't done it to me.
I don't know why you went off on her.
Perhaps others.
Oh, my.
But I think this is the first time...
you've never done it.
I do it for repeat offenders. I don't do it. Buzz,
first
you
time
know what?
She's done it to me.
Buzz, the move now is the move I do, and I do it every time.
Uh-huh.
I park right in front of
them.
But in this case, if I'd done that, I would have blocked an empty space, preventing Julie or whoever from parking. You know, I mean, I like the idea.
Because I wasn't there yet, and you would have blocked one of us.
I like the idea of blocking in the offender, but I didn't want to punish an innocent party.
Joe, why are you here?
I have a possible solution, Buzz.
Yes?
You can just hang a sign from the roof of the garage now, it appears, or tape one to the wall and claim it as your space, because that's what people are doing.
Thanks, Joe. That's actually been tried. Somebody did that, but the problem with those signs is they catch fire.
Hello? Joe, I was the one who made that sign.
Pork Chop?
Yeah.
See, Pork Chop does things the right way. Uh-huh. She calls up. She just doesn't come in like Joe just comes in.
Wait, I'm totally confused. Are people really hanging signs?
Somebody did.
I did.
Oh, did you, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Not at my space. It's someone else.
Hold on a second.
When you go to parking garages downtown, it's either written on the wall or it is suspended from the ceiling,
right.
And it says reserved parking. Doesn't have to say a name on it.
Right.
It says reserved parking. People can't see that on the floor. They don't even see it when they're driving.
Yeah.
I think we ought to reevaluate how we do it.
I think we should have our publicity pictures up there. I think they should be like the Johnny Carson
you
show.
You immediately think when it's suspended from the ceiling that there's
that
a name
be,
and a...
It
and
should
a,
be like they, we get Elmer's glue and we get Rubik's stars. Uh-huh. We put glitter up there.
I like that.
Radio stars. Don Parks here. Mike Parks here. Mm-hmm. And that way we can ensure every day when we leave that our cars are covered with A.
Well, what you do is you put reserve. You just put reserve where people can see it.
Yeah. It's painted on the pavement.
That might be something they might want to think about, because they do it at all the parking garages in D.C.
Well, I know that Beth Ann embarrassed me a little bit, although I got to say, she did get it done like she does everything around here. But there was a problem with the USA Today's that people were swiping them, because we don't get here until noon.
Right.
Of course, Beth Ann arrives at 7. What time did you get here this morning?
6:15.
So,
my God.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Okay.
She feels great. I love her. Don't say anything to her, Mike.
I
love the way she works.
I appreciate it.
Ixnay. Worried about earnout bay. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's just keep her running until she drops.
like a good car.
Anyway, because Beth Ann gets here so hideously early in the morning, she was able to snoop around and find out who was stealing our newspapers, and then she put a sign on the front door to the radio station that said, "The four USA Todays belong to Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a pile here." And I came in and I said, "Oh, God, that is embarrassing." But you know what?
Who was the culprit, Beth?
We get the papers every day now.
Well, they never told me who they were, but they wrote back on my sign. It says they don't get four papers. So then I had to call the USA Today and have them fax the copy of our subscription. And then I hung that back up and I go, "Yes, they do." And then from that day on, we've always gotten our four papers.
Who do you think it was? You know you got to have a theory.
Well, it's got to be somebody who's here earlier than I am.
Yeah, come on. Who?
Paul Gorgie.
Really?
You know, I would say it would be, what's it, Greg Edger, except I don't think he can read.
Yeah.
It was somebody that goes by the front of the building.
I can guarantee you it was a salesperson.
Okay.
And I bet it involved a trip to the men's room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we got the papers after that.
Well, it'd be pretty easy to figure out who are the early birds that get in before you, Beth Ann.
Well, Alan used to arrive here like at 5 a.m.
Really?
That really
to
paid
get
off.
Tim McWilliams gets here early, doesn't he?
Tim's in a basket under his desk.
I bet it's McWilliams. Just because I want it to be.
It's always McWilliams.
I don't think so, because he wouldn't waste time reading. He's
right,
earning money.
B.A., thanks.
Right.
I got to fly. Thank you. Bye-bye. I got one more thing I wanted to handle in this break. because we are so jammed up with stuff today. I've been riding a new carnival ride all week.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Mood Swing.
Hey, how is the Mood Swing?
Well, it's going great, Beav. And I believe that the swing is now in a position where I can have a civil discussion with my wonderful child bride. Hi, darling.
Hi, Boo.
Hi there. Yeah, doing your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, it really sucks it out of you.
Yeah, I know. It's a bad day. It's raining. It's awful.
I think everybody took the day off today, too.
Baby? One thing that we have not discussed, not even in real life, we've not discussed this, and I'm very surprised. I'm not complaining, but you certainly know that I have a bet with J. Dubs about the Packers and the Lions this weekend.
Yeah, I'm just beaten down.
You're just beaten down?
Yeah, Bart's calling on the other line.
What was that? Bart is what?
And I realized it's out of my control.
Oh, Bart's calling.
You will just do whatever goofy thing you're going to do, and so be it.
Oh, all right, so you're cool with it. Hey, listen, I'm positive.
You know what? Did that sound like cool with it to you?
Well, for you, that's...
And you translated that into cool with it?
Yeah, for you, it's cool with it, and I think that we don't have anything to worry about. The Packers are going to kill the Lions on Sunday. It's a sure thing. But I appreciate the fact that you have been cool about that.
Seems retarded. No, it seems retarded, and it's hard for me to respect you, and...
That's my girl.
What am I going to do?
It's hard for you to respect me. Why? I'm going to win this bet.
Because you're betting your body, babe.
That's right. I'm playing with house money. I'm playing with this temple right here.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm stuck with you when you had no eyebrows. You know, do whatever you're going to do.
Okay. So that Christmas shopping is really really agreeing with you.
I'm going to go home and order online.
Good move.
Right. Yeah, because Yeah, right now you sound...
I was out there today. I know what she's dealing with. Yeah, it can't be good.
Yeah, it's very Bowie.
What?
You sound very Bowie.
Bowie?
B-O-W.
B-O-W? Like a dog?
No. You're a bitch on wheels. You sound very, in that hyperactive, shopping thing. I know how it goes.
No, I just hate traffic.
Yeah, I know, like B.O.W.
No, I've got a B.A. for that attitude. I didn't say I got a B.A. because, then it sounds like, I'm saying something about that man. But I have a bad attitude right now.
You've got
the B.A.
Bad attitude.
I went and bought a light to put over my painting, and that's what I have in the car right now, and it's just making me crabby.
Okay. I want to say, I love you, baby.
Yeah?
I love you. You're a tough one to figure out. You really are.
I'm not.
You are.
Okay.
I love you.
All right, but as for the tattoo,
Okay.
Go ahead.
We've moved past the painting. Okay.
Huh?
I said we've moved past the painting. You brought it up.
I know I brought it up just to say I had a light for it.
Okay.
That's all.
A light? You put over a painting, a light.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
Okay. Right.
And I love that painting, incidentally. I just want to clear that for the record. State that for the record.
Okay, but you don't mean that, but that's all right.
Yes, I do. With every fiber of my soul. Order all gifts, honey, this year on the DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah.
That's where you should be doing all of your shopping.
Fantastic. You can get something for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
I know, and then you don't have to worry about the traffic, the weather, the crowds, or anything.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
All right.
Horrible day in Washington.
Well, then I hope you chill out in time for the festivities tonight.
Yeah.
I hope so, too, but I suggested that we get a limo so I could really chill out at the party, or a car, or even have young Bart Source drive us around.
I told you I'm not going to get pounded tonight. I said I'd be glad to drive.
No, I'll just drink Perrier and whatever pharmaceuticals that Mike has got.
Okay.
Come on. You can have a little Christmas
cheer. Listen, I'm telling you, she's just on a mood swing right now. This has been a crazy week for me with her.
I'll whip you up something special, Frida.
Thank you, Mike. And Sugar Bear, sorry, you don't have to apologize for me.
Well, sure I do, because, No, I don't. I don't. If you want, we had this discussion in the hallway at home this morning when you said, I'm not going to drink at the party tonight. And I said, why? And you said, because we don't have a car to drive us.
Maybe,
and
I said, I could tipsy off of one martini.
We got rooms out there, and we got a limo.
I'm not going to
be out there.
I got too much to do tomorrow. I can't get smashed.
Whatever. We are prepared
Oh, okay.
Unlike previous venues, we are prepared this evening for any eventuality. And I remember it was a couple of years ago, I think, at a Christmas party where I slept in my car. When it was when it was 10 degrees.
You are right. It was that one downtown.
Nobody has to do that.
I remember that? Yeah. That's a good Christmas
because like my joint, we were at a restaurant that was not in a hotel. It was not near a hotel.
I remember that. How did you? Because we were all concerned.
Yeah,
Mike, how did you get home? Mike says, I told you.
I wasn't going to drive.
Mike said, I never drive drunk. I slept in my car.
I had to. I missed the cab. I didn't have a hotel room, and I just did that. And no matter what happens, we have rooms, and we have also a limo to take you to the hotel.
Or we could just bring sleeping bags.
No.
She's always got an answer, doesn't she? Always got the solution.
Yeah.
All right, baby, I love you. I'll see you at the party.
Goodbye, sweet pea.
Okay. Goodbye, darling. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't hang up. I turned off my car.
Oh.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Oh, so that ride is going well.
Here she is. I like to call her Mrs. Fun. Mrs. Fun. Well, she's got a lot of things going on.
Sure.
She's got a lot of things going on.
Sure.
The holidays.
Boy's coming home.
Boy coming home from college. Mother-in-law moving in with us.
And I was out there today, and it is insane.
Then let's see if we can do something. We very rarely do a contest this early in the show. We'll do it right now for you today. Let me see. Six ways to win big. Six big ways to win big, according to Robbie Speedbump. We'll give away $1,000 today, Christmas cash or dreidel dollars, plus the Alienware bot system. It's a great computer system.
Wow.
Whole prize worth nearly $2,000. It's a very simple contest. It's a call-in contest. Your crappiest Christmas. Now, we don't want any stuff like Jack Diamond.
I had brain cancer.
My mom died on Christmas Eve.
Crappy.
Yeah.
Creatively crappy.
Yeah. Here's what I want you to think, everybody. Think Christmas with the Cranks.
Exactly.
Thank you. America loves that film.
Can I offer an example?
Yes.
My first Christmas as man and wife with Carrie, she wanted me to buy an 8-foot tree. I bought a 14-foot tree. It continued to fall over until I got mad enough to kick it. She laughed at me. I screamed at her, and she stormed out the door.
That's a mellow one, but yes. That's
something to that, too.
That's a crappy Christmas.
And there was no hitting.
Don?
Oh, well, I was thinking I can't tell mine yet because I have a feeling it's going to be this year. I'll check back with you after the break.
Mine was 2 years
ago. In our holiday break. See, and yours wouldn't count because yours...
Mine was so pathetic.
Yours is not what we're looking for because you were going through a divorce and...
Yeah, I was down in Florida alone.
How about some years ago when you flew and the man... You went to Vegas and the man had the flu next to you on the plane.
And threw up on the plane?
Listen.
Yeah.
Buzz, do you have any bad Christmas memories?
For me, every Christmas perfect.
Of course. No, you know what mine would be?
What?
Mine really would be the Christmas when Aunt Lola tongued me.
But hey, yeah, there you go. But that's bad. But that's not crappy.
I thought that was good.
A special childhood memory.
That's right. If you've had a crappy Christmas in the past, call us at 877-365-3636. We'll take a couple of seconds. We'll listen to some phone calls. And, none of the hearts and flowers stuff. Yeah, Mike?
Don, I have a question.
Yeah.
Will we accept someone who has already all the elements in place that they will be having a crappy Christmas this year?
Yes, but again, our crap detectors are out.
It'll have to be good.
And we also want to say that we reserve the right, if we don't believe you, to call somebody in your family to verify that, in fact, your Christmas was the crappiest.
Is it safe to say no medical ailments, please?
Unless somehow
it's funny.
They're funny.
They're funny, right. But nothing horrible.
Amputations?
The amputations we might accept.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Force meeting?
If you change somebody to a chair. Robbie, I swear to God, that's just what I was thinking of. And you force-fed them?
Yeah.
Now I'm laughing.
Oh, dear.
Okay, crappy Christmas. We'll give away some money. We'll take your calls. That's the most important part. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 106.7 WJFK.
Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike. The radio.
radio guy. The Don and Mike Show. Afternoons 2 to 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
That computer is fantastic.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Hal.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We've got to find that money.
I know, good deal.
Uncle Billy, look, you realize what's going to happen if we don't find it? Listen to me, do you have any secret hiding place here in the house? Someplace you would hide the money?
I've gone over the whole house, even in rooms that have been locked since I lost.
Listen to me.
I can't think anymore, George. It hurts.
Burn that money, you silly, stupid old fool!
Yeah,
burn that money!
Yep.
Do you realize what this means?
Yeah.
It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison.
Tell him, I stick.
That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Uncle Billy.
Damn. Rich Eisen. Billy Giblets.
It worked out.
Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will be on later today. Sponsored by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a better selection of music and movies. You love the Tower.
It worked out at that point in the movie, Buzz. But who's to say, down the road, in another week, Uncle Billy wouldn't do the same damn thing. He was losing it, and it was time to put him out the pasture.
Put him out of his misery. Take him out back, one slug.
Okay, then.
Now, that would be a great ending to It's a Wonderful Life, wouldn't it?
There you go.
They kill Uncle Billy.
Here, tie a string around your finger and pull the string that's attached to the trigger of a shotgun.
I should explain before we get to your crappy Christmas calls, the bet with J-Dubs.
Yeah.
He loves the Detroit Lions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love the Packers. I don't see any need to continue to bet with him on this stuff. Well, but he approached me again.
He wants to.
And listen, he's just dumb enough that he said, okay, a tattoo. So it's...
You're a bold bettor. You've always been a bold bettor. Mm-hmm. And you freak me out when you talk like that, because when you talk like that, you bring in bad karma on yourself.
Tempting fate.
I'll take it. I'm telling you, the Packers are a lock to win this game this weekend.
So were the New York Yankees.
The Detroit Lions. That happened once every 86 years.
I love saying that, though. Because you know what? Now, whenever I have any example like that, that's the one I get to use.
So on Monday's episode, either Dubs or I will be getting a tattoo of the other team on our shoulder. And keep in mind, Dubs already has, from a previous loss, that Indianapolis on his back, gigantic letters.
Right.
So that'll be on Monday.
Yeah.
And one other thing that we didn't get to in the opening. Let me just see if Julie Fulman is still here. There was a moment of mass hysteria with sales. What is she, a manager?
Yeah.
Does that have a manager?
She manages something.
She manages to look stunning.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
And she's had her hair colored.
Really?
And she came in.
She's freaked out about it.
And, man, she's yelling and screaming.
Hey, Julie, I can't get this done right now. Please leave a message in your number. And
I think they're all blown out of here.
Bye-bye.
Think so.
I got to see this.
Message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, Julie, it's Don and Mike. Your hair looks... I don't want to say fine, because when I say to my wife something looks fine, she says that that's like saying it looks like crap.
It looks pixie-like.
We all like your dark hair.
Absolutely.
Oh, we dark. Like it.
Oh, I'm going to like that.
Yeah.
The new hair color.
It's kind of more brunette-y. It's darker.
Are you
it's
sure?
Got,
are you sure it's more brunette-y?
It's got some hazelnut colors in it.
It's a different kind of cut, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We all approve.
Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Except Joe.
Joe doesn't like it.
Joe hates it. Joe hates it, and he wants to tell you about it at the Christmas party tonight. Anyway, see you there. Bye, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
Goodbye, then.
You've got to feel better now.
I thought you'd be around. Mike will attest to this.
Yeah.
She came down the hall.
Volunteered it. Right. Don't look at my hair. That was it. Don't look at my hair.
Oh, that's
And bad. Then we said, oh, your hair looks nice. She said, no, it doesn't. I don't know what I've done. I'm not going to the party tonight with my hair
no,
like this.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I know. I know, Buzz. You should have been there to counsel her, Buzz.
I agree.
Poor Mike and I could not counsel her.
No, we're not. You and I, boy, you got the wrong hombres to do that
we're
kind of stuff.
We're not suave like you,
Perhaps
Buzz.
I can help.
We can't
someone.
Handle that. We're like, Rob, does your hair look good?
Looks good to us.
Yeah.
That looks like Rob's hair.
of which we'll be measuring on Monday. That's another one of our bets.
And now, I know he's actually having trouble with this. He's trying to configure it in different ways. It's getting to that link. It looks, it really actually looks good, slicked back on the sides.
You know what this is? This is your Christmas miracle.
Mike is paying Rob $50 a week not to cut his hair. I think this has all been updated. If not, I'll talk to Tim, our webmaster. If you go to the DonnaMikeWebsite.com and click on bets, you should be able to find all of this new information, including the stuff about Robbie's hair.
Excellent.
Now, callers are standing by to tell us about their crappy Christmas.
Good.
We might get a winner right away. We might not get a winner. We're offering $1,000 and the Alienware bot system, the computer system that delivers rock solid performance and a sleek, state of the art design. Nice. If you're into games, graphics, music, and audio, you must be into Alienware, makers of the coolest high performance PCs on the planet. Check them out at Alienware.com or call 888-348-3608.
Excellent.
Tell you what, better make love to you for the amount of commercial that I just read. It's six big ways to win big.
Sure. Yeah, this is a big prize for a big listener.
We're giving away $1,000 on every show.
Wow. We hopefully had a big bad Christmas.
For the next six shows.
It's really big.
And we'll start with Mitch. This is purely subjective, I should say. There are no real rules.
Yeah, we'll know.
If we get someone we like, you're the big instant winner. Six big ways to win big.
Big, baby, big.
Right.
Thank you.
Hello there, Mitch.
Hi, Don and Mike. Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
Right, Mitch. Why did you at one time, or are you planning on whatever? Why call for crappy Christmas?
Well, for one, I think I had the crappiest Christmas. I was 12. My brother was 14. It was just the two of us. My mother and dad were going to take off for the day to do some shopping, and it was my turn to stay home and do the yard work. My brother told my mom and dad.
Mitch, now you got to slow down. I have questions already. We're talking Christmas. This obviously isn't Christmas Day you're talking about.
No, this is before Christmas Day, but it made a very bad Christmas Day.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell what happened Christmas Day and then tell you how it happened?
Yeah, Mitch, whatever. The short version.
Hey, Mitch.
With the good stuff.
Yes?
Mitch?
Yes.
I just put a piece of coal in your stocking.
Or that. Yeah, it just was taking too long to ring.
Come to play, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's see, who is this? Bill, tell us about your crappy Christmas.
First, I don't know if Mike's in the Christmas spirit yet.
No.
No, okay, sorry.
Good luck, sir.
About 10 years ago, when our kids were little, my wife and I had always put on a great big Christmas thing for them for 2 weeks before. We decided we were going to pick up a tradition my grandmother had told us about, is opening the Christmas doors on Christmas Eve to a set-up Christmas tree for the first time the kids seeing it and all the excitement. So we bought...
I'm missing every third word here.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm kind of getting this.
You open up the Christmas doors?
No, you open up like double doors to a family room, and then the kids see a decorated tree with presents underneath them.
For the first time.
Okay. And that's Christmas for us.
Okay, and?
My grandmother's tradition, and we decided we were going to try that with our kids. So we didn't have a tree all the way up till Christmas Eve day. No presents, no evidence of Christmas whatsoever.
Yes.
My wife and I decided to go out shopping that night and get all the presents and bring them home, put the tree up after the kids were in bed.
Right.
And we were out in the shopping mall, and when about a half hour into it, we looked at each other, each getting slower and slower, and get sicker and sicker and moving slower and slower. We barely made it through the shopping, got home, and each of us had to race to the bathroom trying to get past each other.
Oh, so you had the 24-hour virus.
Get out of here. You think diarrhea is going to win you a contest? It wouldn't even have won on the old show.
Okay, that's a line through Mitch and a line through Bill.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
Hold on, let me restart the music. Maybe this will pick this up as we're looking for the crappiest Christmas. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Danielle.
I kind of have two happy Christmases. Well, I'll make it quick, though, so I don't hold you up.
No, just pick the best one, honey.
We're combined.
Okay. All right. The best one was not last Christmas, but the one before. It was Christmas Eve. We're out at my mom's house. My boyfriend and I lived in a crappy apartment to go with our crappy Christmas.
Yes.
We came back, and the basement apartment that we were in had flooded. So there was about 6 inches of water.
Yes.
Presents floating, Christmas tree knocked over.
Yeah.
About 3/4 of the gifts that we bought for people were ruined, including the Xbox that I had bought for my boyfriend for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it was pretty bad.
A flooded Christmas? Well, I think we can keep her just for that. No.
Not bad.
Sorry. Ho, ho, ho.
Not bad enough.
All right. Chalk this up to another disappointment at Christmas.
Hello,
try harder.
Ken, Don and Mike Show. Ken.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, why'd you have a crap Christmas?
Oh, my God. By the time I was stationed in Oklahoma, and I hadn't seen my parents in about a year. Of course, everybody has nightmare traveling stories around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm. Well, anyway, I got the first flight out of Oklahoma on Christmas Day, and we all get on board the airplane. One of the ground servicing cars runs into the airplane. It collapses one of the main gear. Of course, we all have to evacuate the airplane.
Is the end of the story just you were late getting home?
No.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten to the beginning of the story.
Really? Oh, you're right. We haven't. Sorry about that. A little fast on the trigger today. Trying to move a radio show along.
Hey.
I know that there are millions of people in their cars right now saying, can these people talk any slower?
You know that guy that called and asked me about the Christmas spirit?
Yeah.
I might be getting it right now. So that's what I'm doing.
Hello. Kevin, Don and Mike Show. Crappy Christmas.
Lish Navi God.
Right.
About 10 years ago for Christmas, I had to fly from Denver to D.C. because my fiance had left me alone. So I had to fly back to see her Christmas Eve. Next morning, because of divorced parents and all that, I had to show up for Christmas at five houses in a 24-hour period. Got on a flight early next morning with the coughing and had the flu for the next 5 days in Denver.
That's it?
And then what happened?
Well, that's as best as I can do.
Hey, buck up, pal. Come on. I mean, Jesus. I hope Santa brings you a nice dress for Christmas, you little girl.
Santa,
thank
baby.
You.
For God's sakes, what is that?
And then I got very sick. Hey, I had to wait for my plane.
I had a cold.
Hello, Dave. Dave?
Yes, hello. I'm sorry
to hear. Hi, Dave, welcome. And what is your? You know, no one has captured the essence of the crappy Christmas.
Not yet.
I know it's out there.
I'm hoping maybe I can.
You know, and I don't want to throw out an example because then we'll have a copycat call.
Yeah, but this, we won't maybe believe this
him.
Guy's got the guy. That's
all right,
the guy.
We'll see you. This is Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, you may appreciate this a little bit. I was separated from my wife. Had an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old child. I was living in this crappy little room with my sister, and on Christmas Eve, my ex-wife served me my divorce papers.
You know, it's simple, it's quick, but there's nothing worse than that.
That's pretty strong.
It's pretty crappy, but it's simple, you know. Don't you think you'd have to have one more thing?
Well, here's the thing. It involves heartache.
Yes.
On the other hand, if you're in a room with your sister on Christmas Eve.
And Dave, what did you do? I mean, did you have Christmas after that?
Well, the next morning, my sister and brother-in-law got up, and they left to go to my nephew's house to have Christmas with them. So I woke up the very next Christmas morning in a home that wasn't my own, completely alone. My family wasn't with me. My children wasn't with me. That was a pretty dismal day.
It's horrible. I can't.
Fantastic.
And I feel your pain, brother.
Yeah. Mike says it's horrible. I say it's fantastic.
Sure, exactly. Same thing.
Well, I mean, we're looking for horrible.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Horribly fantastic.
Horrible equals fantastic.
I'm going to ask him some questions because I'm good at this. Did you have Christmas dinner at all that day with anyone?
Not Christmas dinner. We had kind of a Christmas gathering later in the day.
Right.
Had sort of an extended family get together, but not dinner per se.
And did everybody treat you like you had cancer?
Well, you know.
There you go, Mike, bringing your own experiences.
People are a little bit afraid to approach you. Don't know exactly what to say, how to say it.
When Mike says something like that, they treat you like you have cancer. You got to read between the lines there, Dr. Freud, to know that Mike is talking about his own personal experience.
Well, you know, that's actually not true, Don. You'd have to have contact with people to have them treat you like cancer.
Well, can't they treat you like cancer over the telephone?
Yes, and when you see them, not certainly at the holiday, but when you see them, you know, at other times during the year. Yes. Then they make up for lost time.
Dave?
Yes, sir.
Because I am a Scrooge, the only thing that I'll ask here is, going to need you to give Joe a phone number for your sister.
Not a problem. She's not there now.
Oh, she's not there now.
No.
Who could we call who could verify this?
Let me see.
A member of your family, perhaps?
The ex?
Well, unfortunately...
how about your ex-wife? How about your ex-wife?
we'd
give her...
I...
you know, even for $1,000, I would rather not do
call
that.
The ex.
Yeah, I can understand.
We hear that.
All right, so your story, I think we'll take a couple more.
Yeah, because it's got to be a 1-2 punch, even with the divorce papers.
Yeah. You know, hold on.
And you broke your leg in the bathtub.
Hold on a second. Let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe, Don and Mike show. Joe?
Joe, are you there?
No, how about Jay? Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. What's your crappy Christmas?
Well, as a kid, I grew up in a house trailer in northern Alabama. And my dad...
I think we might have a winner already.
I don't want to say we were white trash, but a week before Christmas, my dad was making homemade Christmas ornaments out of a tank that you use for gas on a mobile home.
Yeah.
And he thought they were empty, and it turns out he was in a separate garage that we had, kind of a shack, really not as much as a garage. And he was welding on it to make the ornaments, and apparently there was some gas still trapped in, and the canister exploded and burned the garage/shack down, all of our presents gone.
Wow.
And he ended up in the hospital. He was fine after that. He ended up in the hospital for a week, and I ended up where I am now in Kansas with my aunt and uncle who are Jewish.
I love it. That, you know, not only did this guy have
that's perfect
everything we were looking for, would there be any way that we could get a hold of your dad now?
Well, my dad regretfully has passed, but my mom is alive in Alabama still. So
or the aunt and uncle, I guess.
I believe him.
Yeah.
So do I. I would just like to hear somebody say that, yeah, Dad was out there building ornaments.
Yeah.
He was not. I've got a whole list of stories. My house was burned down twice. Another time, not Christmas, it was another holiday, he was using some adhesive glue in a bottle to build some things, and he had it on the stove.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the adhesive, sure, yellow adhesive blew across the whole kitchen, ruined the whole meal, and it was just sticky everywhere.
Winner.
Stop the presses. Yeah. This is our winner.
Absolutely.
This. Hold on.
God love his soul.
I got to let the other guy down.
Yeah.
Easy. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I heard.
Dave,
yeah.
This is Mike talking, and I just want to say I commiserate with you, but we got another guy, a winner here, but I feel your pain.
I'm sure you do, bud.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you don't feel like cancer anymore.
You made him laugh.
See you later.
Did he say that?
Okay, then we have the winner, Jay. Oh, Kansas. You must be listening on KFH-FM.
FM, yes, sir.
Right on. You got, listen to this, $1,000.
Incidentally, Don, really, the more I think about that story that Jay told us, that's the definitive winner of this.
Yeah.
He blew himself up making Christmas ornaments out of propane tanks.
Yeah. The house trailer we were living in,
The house trailer.
I'm not ashamed anymore.
The shack.
Good for you, Jay. No, he was perfect in every way.
Yep.
And plus the $1,000, you got the Alienware bot system. We're in the whole slug for that thing, so enjoy it. Hopefully, this, my friend, will be a better Christmas for you.
Thanks so much, guys. I'm blessed in many ways.
No welding.
That's almost like a joke on Noel.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No welding.
No welding.
I'll pass that on to my mom.
That's good. Good.
All right.
That's great.
And thanks, guys, so much.
And then you ended up with Jewish people.
God! I knew nothing. Being from Northern Alabama, I knew nothing about Jewish whatever.
Oh my!
So I was verklempt, to say the least.
I was verklempt.
That's great, Jay.
All right, thanks Jay. Hold on.
All right, guys.
You know, it's Kansas.
That was good.
That's what I call a payoff.
That's a crappy Christmas. Yeah. All right, you guys done good on that.
Good story.
So now it's five
on Monday. Five
big ways to win big.
And for Dave, really, just one more thing went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end.
Are you retarded?
It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on there. It's not in the box.
Where is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Look it, it's in the machine.
Oh, it got nutty.
The machine got busted.
Well, it's a good thing we're not on the air.
Yeah. How long till we go on the air, Buzz?
We're on now.
We're here. We're back.
David, this is Peter Jennings.
I'm reminded of a story.
Boy, goddamn Don, nonsense.
Well, we're not on the air.
Don, Mike, you are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And it's station break. You are hearing us in Green Bay, Wisconsin on WNFL in Ocean City, Maryland. 95.9, that's 96 Rock. Houston, Texas. KIKK and San Francisco. Yeah. They're running us at night, but at least they're running us KYCY.
Wonderful.
Station in San Francisco.
Cool.
As you guys know, Mike and I have been supporting the candidacy of Arnold Schwarzenegger for years on this
show. From the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, not only his gubernatorial run, but also, hopefully, someday.
Oh, we got our fingers crossed.
His eventual run for the presidency, if, of course, the Constitution can be amended.
Oh, now, yeah. I don't know how many days we've spent screaming about this on our show. You know, we're number one in Sacramento, where Arnold is now.
Yep.
Let's welcome Lissa Morgenthaler Jones. Did I get the name right, Lissa?
You pronounce it the way Arnold does. We pronounce it Morgenthaler, but you're obviously talking like the big...
Oh, so has Arnold told you to pronounce it Morgenthaler?
He pronounces my name Lisa Morgenthaler and informs me that
you know,
German way.
Yes, and that's another thing Arnold and I have in common. I love the German pronunciations of words.
Sure, of course.
Lissa Morgenthaler Jones.
Well, let me tell you that this Lissa is the co-founder of amendforarnold.com. And thank you.
We are on the bandwagon. What can we do to get this great non-American, and I don't mean that as a put-down, just a fact, what can we do to get this great non-American in the White House?
Oh, you are already doing it by gently spreading the word and letting people start thinking about
it. Yes.
Oh, now, listen, I got to tell you, I know you don't know us from you know, Jesus and Mary, but we have been spreading the word about Arnold on our show.
Is it possible?
I've heard, daily for years.
Here's something that frustrates me, Lissa. I've heard 2012, not 2008. Is there any scenario where you would envision being able to perhaps rush this through, get this amendment through in time for the 2008 election, when, of course, George will have served two terms and we would be able to put Arnold on the ballot?
It is always within the realm of possibility.
Oh, yes.
Now,
what a relief.
Yeah. Now, we've said this before, Lissa.
I would not make big book on it, guys. And I'll
all right.
There's a bigger problem than the Constitution.
What's
all right,
that?
Go ahead. Disappoint us.
Don't take the air out of our balloon. What's the problem?
Well, both problems are soluble, but it's a lovely lady named Maria. Her youngest son is 7 years old. She had no interest in the gubernatorial campaign, and I assure you, she has no interest in the president.
But Lissa, hold on a second.
Lissa, the heck with her.
Listen, we're talking.
I don't have a slightly different opinion.
Listen,
President Schwarzenegger. I mean, really, there are bigger things at play.
We are talking about the future of the United States of America. I think that Maria should get involved in this, should get on board with this.
Well, she'd be a great first lady.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you have to remember, the White House has been very unhealthy for her family.
Yes, yeah. This is true, yeah. Yes.
And understandable. I mean, the day after Arnold was elected, I heard from a friend who was associated with the chip that they got a frantic call saying, "Help! We need security!" You know,
Let me say, amendforarnold.com. You know, we support this.
Can't say it enough.
Lissa, here's another question for you. What can we do? Because we see both sides of Arnold. We see the performer, and then we see the man behind the performances.
The person who is now a legislator and a damn good one.
What can we do to stop the people when we get on this topic seriously on the show about supporting Arnold? The people that call and, you know, question, pardon me, but I'm just going to tell you the way people talk on talk radio. They question his basic intelligence.
Right.
You know, they question the fact that he speaks with an accent. And incidentally, didn't we all come from someplace
right,
else?
Sure, of course. We sure did. And you know, and it, frankly, it offends me, the amount of people that call with, you know, that make those kind of calls. And I don't know whether you get it a lot like we get it a lot, but what do you say?
What do you say to those people?
Yeah.
We end up just screaming at our callers and telling them, and we end up no better than them. We say, he's not stupid. He's a smart, eloquent man who says what people are thinking.
Let's put it this way. He reads better in his second language than I do in my second language. I don't know about you guys, but I don't speak or read French as well as he does English.
Right.
And
yeah.
That, right,
Arnold.
I had to laugh because one guy was whining to me a year ago after the election saying, he's an illiterate Bulgarian. I said, no, he's a bilingual Bulgarian.
I wish I had that, because that's like the type of calls we get. Uh-huh. I know, having you on the show now, people are going to call. And I also want to say what I love about him, besides the fact he's turned California around.
He sure has. Something like a 64% approval rating.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Just and you know, that's going to go up. I see that being 80-90% by the end of his term. Sure.
What I want to know is when you...
Typically, you know, one-third of the people are against anything that's just...
Exactly.
...to work. And I think,
honestly,
Arnold's going to have a tough time financially,
right,
economically in the next 2 years, because any president generally takes a recession in his first 2 years,
sure,
but in the third or fourth year.
But listen, are we wrong when we think, okay, Bush, how does this sound chronologically? Clinton, Bush, Schwarzenegger. I'm going.
Happen, guys. I'm personally banking on 2012, but I'm rooting for.
I'm saying it's happening in 2008. Listen,
we're going to push to get it done in 2008. Because
2008.
That's the way we feel about it.
You guys.
You're probably a little more responsible than we are, but we're going to push this thing because we're saying it all the time.
Who would have believed when we started screaming about this, when we heard this might happen, who would have believed that Arnold would rise to where he's risen already?
I with absolutely no disrespect to the current president, you know, and I love my president, but I will tell you this. Even if it was this year, I think it would have been a clearer decision for Republicans and Democrats if Arnold Schwarzenegger had been on either one of the ballots. I think that's how good he is.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
He would have made a perfect VP. And if not a VP, and I know that there's legislature with that, to get him more ingrained into the Bush cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that.
Arnold,
there'll be a possibility.
Arnold makes sense.
I'm not sure. Can cabinet members be foreign-born? Can that happen?
They absolutely can. Henry Kissinger,
you're right.
Another
now,
great one.
Now, couldn't you picture there's a problem in Afghanistan? Well, let's not even go there. Let's go to a new country that we're not at war with. Let's say that there's a problem in, well, France.
Right.
We've had problems with the French. Imagine we send Ambassador Arnold there.
Yeah.
not only is he smart,
right,
articulate.
But I think he's got the international experience.
He's got the stage presence,
and he's world known, which is more than we can say for a lot of politicians.
Here's one of our behind the scenes clips of Arnold from Jingle All the Way, where we like to show what the man is really all about. And this is before he even got into politics. Let's spend a little time. Look at the man, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I have played one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
He's as sensitive as that in person, isn't he?
He is both. He's a guy with the guys.
Right.
And he is, as Jamie Lee Curtis said the other day, he can multitask, he can find your keys, he's the ultimate girly man. He is both.
All of his movies are so great, but around the holidays, my family and I like to have the Schwarzenegger Christmas Eve, where we watch Jingle All the Way, along with It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story.
So what you're saying is he's a steel fist in a velvet glove, is that right?
He is situationally sensitive, which is what we need.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What the country needs.
You know, he's efficient. He's handsome,
yep.
He's strong, he's got a vision for what America should be, We've always supported him.
Yeah, if you're like us and you believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger should be the next president of the United States, or, you know, hopefully in 2012 as a...
I don't like going there. I'm talking about the next president of the United States.
Let's try to do it. AmendForArnold.com. That's where you go to get this thing done.
No bigger supporters of Arnold and what he's doing now. How is your relationship? We're so jealous of the fact
that you get to see him and know him and talk to him, sit down with him.
What's it like to be just around such greatness?
Well, I may not see him again for the next several years because we've got to stay at a distance. But I have to say, I assumed he was a muscle-bound meathead 2 years ago before I met him.
Right.
And in 5 minutes of meeting him and listening to him talk about Proposition 49 and the economics of it, I thought, you know, this guy could go all the way.
You know, listen, let me just say
like this. Chris Berman would say, he could go all the way.
I'm a sensitive metrosexual.
That's right.
And I'll tell you this, muscle-bound, you're darn right, and I don't mind saying it.
Right.
But the part about being short in the brain supply?
No way.
Mm-mm. Arnold's brain is bigger than any muscle in his body.
I agree.
His brain is bigger than his bicep, bigger than his glutes, and I bet that he could do... I don't know how many possible copies of the United States... I'm thinking... of him in a position where he could use his skills
as a bodybuilder
and also try to get a message across to kids.
I think that's easy. Oh. What you do is you take some of the lighter senators and you just, you know, you lift them up by their collars.
Well, see, Mike, that would be taken the wrong way.
You pump you up with the senators. I just think it'd be fantastic. I'm thinking out loud. Yeah.
Guys, you're brilliant. I hadn't thought of how we were going to move some of the congressmen and senators.
Yes,
we need to vote for this.
Okay, here it is.
Obviously, that's what we should do.
He's in the Senate office, and what he's doing is he's wanting to show that he's going to make the change. He carries all of these old, antiquated books with laws we don't need anymore, and he carries them out, but he does it in a way in which he's showing he's getting exercise. Arnold is still very into exercise, isn't he?
He works out every morning, although I have he's put on a few pounds, and I think the boy's got to be careful at Christmas because he's going to have a tummy if he doesn't watch it.
Uh-oh, we don't want our governor having a tummy, do we?
Now, we have no idea about how he is being responded to in his homeland.
Right.
Over in Austria, how are they looking at Arnold? Well, are they as excited as we are about the possibility of Arnold being our next president?
They are enormously schizoid. There are people in Austria who say, this peasant, how could you people be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And yet he is one of only about 20 people who have the kind of dual citizenship that he has. People in this country fuss about it because they say, you know, he shouldn't have dual citizenship.
You know,
but what he has was given to him as an honor of the highest kind in his own country.
Listen, let me throw this out of you. I don't know whether you've come up with this one or not, but I this is something you might want to put on your website. This statement. Let's take the law that prevents his election and terminate it.
Terminated,
all right?
And Lisa, you know, as I mentioned, we broadcast out of D.C. We're nationally syndicated. We're on in Sacramento. And we get feedback from the capital city. And the number one bit of feedback, and you'd be interested to know, it has nothing to do with taxes.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the cost of living. People say since Arnold has taken over, he's building better roads.
Absolutely.
He's building good roads. What he's doing is he's building the infrastructure of the city.
Absolutely. And he'll continue to do that, hopefully. Is that what you found, Lisa?
I mean, people...
It's not just that. Because people are excited about him, they want to see him, everything is flowing to Sacramento. You can now get direct flights from D.C. to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About time.
Don't we know?
Have created news bureaus in Sacramento.
That's
so
great.
Lots of money is flowing into the town, and that helps the people who live in Sacramento.
Well, listen, I want to let you know, you've got your two biggest supporters here.
Even though we live in D.C., we have a renewed pride in California.
Yes, as Arnold likes to say. Yes.
And
I love the way he pronounces that.
We come to D.C., we're going to come knock on your door.
All right.
We don't like getting heavy on this show, but the truth is, this man should be our next president.
Amen.
I am right there with you guys.
Thank you.
And if anyone wants to know anything about Arnold's morals, I say, Look at the man in Kindergarten Cop.
Amen.
Look at the sensitive man.
Oh, you sure. Know.
You know, he gets.
Look what he does for people.
He
has spent more time working with handicapped children
right.
than I will the rest of my life.
Amen. Amen.
Just handicapped children. That doesn't include...
And you know what? Children love him the way that they love Michael Jackson, except the difference is Arnold would never harm a child.
Absolutely. And just get used to it, people. It's President Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard it here. And listen, we want to thank you again. Your website, amendforarnold.com.
That's right. Don and Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, then.
Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's gone.
That was great.
Okay, everybody. I mean, you know, of course we could have gone a different way. We could have said, you know, his vice president could be Vin Diesel.
Yes, right.
You know,
silly.
Elect Conan. We could have called, what's her name? Maria Razorjaw. Our new name for her.
Huh?
And we have a lot of great calls in the line. But there's one guy. Just so stupid. Steve?
Yes.
Steve.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Now, Steve, hold on. You're so dumb. You called to say don't praise Arnold. You mean you didn't get our sophisticated brand of comedy?
I know that, and, okay.
No, you don't know that.
No, hold on. Listen to me. People in California are stupid because...
Okay, well... That's a fact, but why else?
All right. They elected this idiot. He don't do nothing for the schools. There's a lot of teachers getting laid off.
Obviously.
But she's talking about, he done so well.
Yeah, but you understand what we were doing with her.
Yeah, I know, but...
But they what? They're trying to pass
this law to have...
Dude.
You know,
get it.
Hey, dude.
You don't get comedy,
dude,
buddy.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
Get the show. Shut up.
We played with the tape of Jingle All the Way.
And we talked about how brilliant and sensitive he was. Come on.
And do I have to read between the lines for you with the fact that he built good roads, which is what Marge Schott said about Adolf Hitler?
I'm sorry, my mother's she's from Horsville.
Yeah, the Horsville.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the dummy of the week.
A pox on you.
Well, thank you.
Get out of here. Oh, thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
You deserve to have that moron Nazi as your governor.
Hold it, sir.
Oh,
I wanted to ask him if he's sorry he voted for him.
That's what it is. He's bitter.
Ron, good talk. Should have him do some mental push-ups for peace.
And I'd like to rob a steel fist and a velvet glove.
I could work for that campaign.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was nice.
And how about the way that Arnold pronounces her name? The German way.
Morgenthaler.
That's how you pronounce the name.
I'm in the Constitution. Come on.
You don't think it'll ever happen?
Get out of here.
Because we want this guy to be our president.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
This scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic.
Fantastic.
They're already running TV commercials for it.
Yes.
There we go.
You know, the best part of that is going to be sometime in the next couple of days when poor Porkchop gets that phone call.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
From Missy or whatever her name is.
Yes, you know. One of the many people in Sacramento, they're going to rat us out. They're dialing now.
Or the many people that, like that last guy, are going to call her and say, you know, boy, those guys are really on your side. Please, everybody. Quick break. Thank you, lady from Amend Arnold. Actually, I think we mentioned this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a truly funny website.
Yes.
Right? There are two sites that are linked on our website. If you go to the links page at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
A month ago, we put the original link onto AmendForArnold.com, which is just funny always.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And then we put a link to ArnoldSchwarzenegger.com, his official site, which is half governor, half Terminator.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is retarded.
Hasta la vista.
It really is. Hold on. Matt, Don and Mike. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Sacramento. We love Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I got to say, the only reason why I voted for him is because he's so funny when he comes on your show.
Okay. All right, Matt.
Good logic.
All right, get out of here. We got a break. We'll be back, everybody.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
The racer, which is the character that I play, is very professional about his job. And the job is the most important thing at this point in his life. And he lives a very disciplined life.
More for him.
But at the same time, he does have emotions. He does have, you know, vulnerable sides to him.
No, he's not retarded.
Let me explain to you. When you see someone laughing, and you don't know why that is, it's very simple. simple. Because I'm in a shot. There has to be no other reason. Okay? So can you get your acting together now? And laugh with us? Because it's a very funny scene.
Yeah. Hunger time.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he is. Our man.
Arnold.
Hey, Billy Bush. Billy.
Gentlemen.
Billy Bush.
Greetings. I understand that you're killing me yesterday because I was called in so late. A buddy of mine was sitting on the beltway in traffic. He says, oh, Don Geronimo just put that Billy Bush. Tell him to buy a watch.
Billy's got spies. We got to be careful what
Billy,
we say.
It certainly was not as mean-spirited as God knows other things I've said about you. It was just, you know, oh, where's Billy? He's late? Okay, tell him to buy a watch. Here you are. Thanks.
Absolutely apologetic in every way.
Thank you for buying a watch. Thank you for joining us. Billy, on Access Hollywood, that's tonight in D.C., NBC4 at 7:30 around the country. Check your local listings. It's on 7:30 everywhere. Billy, tonight on your show, Access Hollywood, The Apprentice, it's down to two now, right?
Down to two. It's down to Kelly and Jen.
And
did you guys watch it last night?
Actually, that's the one we don't watch. We watch all the other ones. We don't watch that one.
I know a lot of chicks that watch that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it gets big female numbers.
And then I hear people don't dig Survivor as much, and that's all. I'm watching Survivor always. I love that show.
So who are the two? There were two girls that were kicked off last night, right?
No. It was down to, it was two girls and two guys, and they went with one of each. So we got a little bit of a battle of the sexes going on.
Okay, so who for those who watch the show, and that's why we want you to talk about it, there's 20 million people watching, who are the two that are left, and who do you think is going to win? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, oh, definitely. The two that are left are, again, this girl Jen, who made it. She's one of the last two standing. She's outstanding. She's a lawyer. And both times she has beat up on this girl, the other girl she outdid there. She beat up on her in the boardroom, just absolutely took her down in a great cat fight. And the other one couldn't hold her ground because she's a tenacious, slightly hot woman. So she definitely won by out-arguing in front of the Donald. Donald loves any kind of vicious attack. So she's in. And the guy they booted off is... this dude who has been to, you know, he's got like every degree in the world, you know, he went to every school, he went to Wharton, and then he went and got, after his business degree, he wanted his law degree, but he never could actually get a job.
Right.
He's overly educated. So Donald said, your resume is fantastic, great education, but you've never done anything, you're out of here. You're not decisive. So he's gone. And the guy that's left is a military dude that everybody's sort of impressed with.
Oh, hold on now. This is the one, my wife watches this show. The great CSI apprentice battle every single week. I've seen this dude in previous episodes. Do you think that this military guy, is going to be the one who wins?
I'm afraid he is going to be the one who wins. Wow. But he's not a very warm guy. And I'm thinking that he and Bill Rancic, the guy who won last year, are going to not get along too well.
We're going to butt heads a little bit.
He's a gregarious, charming guy. This guy's not charming in any way, and he's not very warm, but he is smart, and he's very disciplined.
Hey, when you meet with these people, Billy, after they've been on the show, regardless if they're one of the first kicked off or one of the last kicked off, when you chat with them afterwards, do you get the feeling that they think because they've been on one of these shows now that the doors are going to open? Or has reality set it in? Do they now really realize that most of them it's going to be, you know...
Their 15 minutes is over.
Yeah, it's less than 15 minutes now. How do they feel now when you talk to them now?
Isn't there a part of you that wants to tell them their 15 minutes is over?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do. We do, but we're not on TV with them, Billy. You are.
I
know you can't.
Come into me. I know. But I mean, part of me just knows that about 80% of them never cared about being in business. They just love the idea of being on The Apprentice and being on television.
Right. So then,
I just wanted to say, I have found with reality show contestants in general, the level and depth of self-absorption, I think in many cases,
rivals that of many Hollywood celebrities. I really believe that. Yeah. I think to go on those shows, you have to be, first of all, it requires in many cases a great deal of self-esteem, and in many cases you have to be a little deluded to go on these shows, because I think these people they're all about themselves, and somebody's been telling them their whole lives, you know, hey, you're the best, yeah. You'll do this, you'll do that, because that's the way they all are on these
shows. So, Billy, I'm getting from you, and Mike is saying here too, that they all still believe that, you know,
that's what they want.
Their big break.
They want to milk it for everything it's worth. And then finally when it's, I mean, you remember that guy in the very first Survivor, Sean Kenneth or Kenneth?
Yeah, yeah.
He's, he was on like extra for a little, extra is like a dumping ground for these people. These
yeah, the reality. That's right.
They're all going, any extra will put anybody on. So they go, but this guy, Sean Kenneth, somehow used his, you know, he was a doctor. In fact, he was a doctor.
Yeah.
He's still the medical expert on a Miami, you know, television affiliate. He's
you know, probably, don't you agree, the only really successful one out of that whole genre is Elizabeth Hasselbeck, that people don't even remember she was on Survivor.
Now she's just a memory.
She's just the young one on The View now.
Right.
Well, also, the Katrina Campins, who was on The Apprentice last year, is Tony Danza's sidekick on his...
Well, that doesn't... Come on, that Billy, remains Billy, that don't mean. Count.
I saw Elizabeth, okay.
That does not count. All right, well then, have a good show tonight. God wills. Oh, Tony, can you tell us briefly when you're going to meet with Tommy Chong, what that is about on Access Hollywood tonight?
Oh, Tommy Chong got busted by the DEA in 2002. He had a bong in every room. He says he's been wrong. Chong has been wrong.
That's right.
Access Hollywood tonight.
All right, Billy, have a great weekend. Thank you for calling in today. We'll see you next week, dude.
Thank you, boys. Bye.
Okay, you got it. That's Billy Bush from Access Hollywood.
Right.
Billy Bush!
I like him.
Yeah.
He's good. I like the fact that he kind of says what most of us would say. Now, when
he goes in the areas where he can, and
he's
you know,
camera with these people, he can't say to them. You can't say, you know, hey, realize, you know, you're never going to get a panel show.
Exactly.
You know, you're some guy in his underpants eating coconuts on Survivor.
You know, watching Survivor last night when they were getting down to the bottom line, and when they really, at this stage, you go to the final four, they really start to eat their young.
Yeah.
That's when you notice just how all of these people, it's so all about them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously that's part of the game, but these people, really, just the deluded ideas they have about themselves.
I have to tell you, the ad, I know it's a fake ad, but I still think it's a great premise for a show. The Geico ad for Tiny House.
Oh, and it gets me, even though now I know it's
you know
a fake,
like, right.
Every time I see it, I get stressed out.
Because they got that voice, they got the good voice guy
right.
who makes
right.
it sound like a real show. Can these two people live in this tiny house? And then
the actors are great in that Geico commercial.
He's putting the moves on her, and she goes,
right.
No way! And I'm thinking, I would watch this, and I'm like you now. I know that it's a Geico commercial.
It is so good a commercial, I don't see why. Why not put people in a small house?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Paul in Las Vegas. Paul!
Hey, Donnie, Mike.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, the reason I was calling, remember you guys said a long time ago, about a couple months, like when the press first started, the guy with that betting website?
Oh,
he said the two women.
A guy who had an offshore, one of those offshore betting things, mainly for sports, but had it on The Apprentice. Who do you even remember who he had as the favorites?
It was the women.
What?
It's one of the two women.
Oh, he's breaking
cell phones.
Thank you for the reminder, though. Beth,
Friday, everybody's on them.
Beth Ann will look into that. Oh, boy, I got a couple of seconds. All this stuff at the end of the week just piles up for me.
Sure does.
Hold on, here is a BA. Beth Ann?
Jesus.
Hello?
Everybody's communicating today.
Well, you saw the light go off the phone, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you answered it and she hung up.
Too busy.
Now it's going off again. Hello?
Well, I heard you start to talk again, and then I thought, well, it's staying up, and the light keeps going up, right? No, the website had Kelly and Jennifer as the final two. That's where all the bets were coming on those two from New Hampshire or whatever.
So they are not. So those two are not the final two, then?
Those two are the final two.
I thought there was a man and a woman left.
Kelly is a guy, and Jennifer is...
Oh, gotcha.
Girls, ma'am. We're wrong.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's with a Y, not an I.
Right.
Kelly.
Oh,
Kelly with an I.
Might be with an I.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Why can't people just have guys and girls' names like Beth Ann? I know that's a girl's name.
Yeah, so there's so many things I want to talk about this week. I'm not going to have time now. JB has prostate cancer, and I don't mean our JB.
Oh, thank God.
I mean the other JB. Yeah. So
he already had the foot.
The foist. Right. And also, it's just a good chance to say, thank God it's not our James Brown, because we would have to ask him about it on Tuesday, and then he would say, Donna, my bad. That is an excellent question.
Well, we wish James Brown a speedy recovery.
Now, I love Zitney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to bear with me for a second on this one. This is so great. This is not made up. This is true. She was on her way to the Billboard Music Awards. There are two different parts to this story. She's on a flight from L.A. to New York, and then she's going to go from New York to Las Vegas.
Okay.
On the flight from L.A. to New York, she took off her shoes.
Of course she did.
She's in first class.
No.
There was such a foot odor that four passengers complained to the stewardess. This was on American Airlines.
She's gross.
The stewardesses had to tap her on the shoulder and say, would you mind putting your shoes back on? She turned red, laughed about it, and was gracious enough to put her stinky feet back in her shoes.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
I know, and she's got foot issues, and we've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
Then she flies from New York to Las Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards.
Right.
She was at Nobu, a fancy restaurant in the Hard Rock, and she had to be helped out of the restaurant because she was so drunk. As she was walking out of the restaurant, five journalists describe a hurling, disgusting mess of vomit that came out of Britney and all over her clothes and all over the floor.
Oh, dear.
Now, I as you know, I live at BritneySpears.com.
Sure you do.
So I went to her official website, and they had a quote. Britney did enjoy the sake and had a great fun-filled time.
Sure.
The reports of her being helped out of the restaurant are greatly exaggerated.
Of course.
But she may have been tipsy because she recently has lost a lot of weight, and she's tiny and in great shape.
That's what it is.
Wow. Well,
with the hurling, nobody noticed the foot odor.
Ralph. That's too good.
Wow.
That's too good. She was also at this thing. She was walking up and down the red carpet with her new chihuahua. Bit.
Yeah.
Jeez. So she's got stinky feet and bit.
We got to maybe start hooking up Britney with Anna Nicole Smith.
And remember, Britney revealed last week on some European talk show her one fetish is to have her feet licked.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, chihuahua, foot lick, bit coincidence.
Also, at this Billboard show the other night, Ryan Seacrest was the host of this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's about to get popular again.
And Ryan Seacrest went crazy because by the time he arrived and they had like Usher and all of the music people come through, they shut down the red carpet. So Ryan Seacrest got there and he is on, I think it's Celebrity Justice that has the videotape. We're trying to get the audio. It's Ryan Seacrest going ballistic. Quote, he's screaming, you mean I can't do the goddamn press for the show that I am presenting?
Wow.
So, with the crazy spiked hair, he goes crazy.
Yeah, prima donna.
That's good. And also at the Billboard Music Awards, it was announced the lead singer for Maroon 5. I've seen the video a million times. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the guy's name. Anyway, he's going out with Paris Hilton, and now this he's got a sex tape with her too.
Oh, sure,
the guy from Maroon 5.
Wow!
No, and this is right when she and Paris Hilton was just on the Barbara Walters show the other night for being such a fascinating person, saying that the whole sex tape thing was blown out of proportion.
So the guy from Maroon 5's got a sex tape too.
Yes.
That's hot.
And do I have time for a feel good? Yes.
Always.
Everything else got away. Oh, hold on.
What?
Mike, you know, I'm so torn. I wanted to tell you this week as well. Charlie Sheen is a...
Charlie Sheen?
He's a Yankees fan.
You waited till the end of this segment to tell me about Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen is a Yankees fan.
Boom.
And he owns the contract that Babe Ruth signed when he went from the Red Sox to the Yankees. Hold on, you're going to like this.
Good, I know I am.
It's Charlie Sheen's take on why the Red Sox won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Yankees fan.
Yes.
He has the contract that Babe Ruth signed when the Red Sox sent him to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
every year in the playoffs, he goes and he gets out this contract and sits it down in front of him and does his little Yankee dance or whatever he does,
right.
And they win. Well, they moved into a new house, he and his wife, Denise Richards. He has a safe. She put the certificate, the contract, in the safe. She turned the knob and she locked it in there. They don't know what the combination is. Thus, for the World Series, he was not able to fondle the Babe Ruth contract.
Oh.
Hence, according to Charlie Sheen, the only reason the Red Sox won was because he was not able to get the contract out. And he said when it came down to Game 7 that he was considering hiring a contractor to come out with dynamite to blow holes in his wall to see if he could get the contract out.
Oh,
that's what you do.
Bite it, Charlie.
There you go.
There you go. Charlie Sheen.
Pound sand.
Yeah, pound sand. Get bent.
Okay, one more. Real fast, because it's almost rich time. Feel good. No one dies in this, so I think you'll be happy.
Okay.
This is from London, where there are a bunch of Santa Clauses. And what they're doing is they're hiring Santa Clauses to go all over London, and they're having a big seminar where they have hundreds of these guys. I take it back, 4,000 of these guys. They're all getting their Santa suits at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're all being given their instructions on how to be Santa Claus.
Right.
And then they are sent out to various department stores.
Okay.
As they are leaving, out of the 4,000 Santas, 35 of them go to a pub. They start drinking. Imagine what the London children were thinking, children.
Drunken Santas.
Fighting each other.
Oh.
Biting each other.
Oh, wow.
And at one point, there were four Santas who were kicking another one.
Oh, no.
While he was down.
While he was down on the ground.
Only one Santa is in intensive care.
My God.
However, 36 Santa Clauses were arrested.
Wow.
So that
to me, I see movie script.
That's a feel good.
Hello, Santa.
Got a break. We'll be back with Rich Eisen, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the jokes stop now.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Grassroots.
Two divided by love.
Because I'm crazy like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday. Got to get to it now. We're late. We're going to rush to get Rich on. Rich Eisen from NFL Total Access. That's every night at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. Rich, hey now.
How you guys doing?
Hey now, Rich, what's happening?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing great. I know that we are late today and you are up on a time thing. That's our problem. You know, Rich, the whole thing started.
Yeah, that's a you problem. It's not a me problem.
That's right, man. We know when we have a we problem.
The whole thing today started with Dick Van Patten calling out of the blue.
Are you going to blame the whole thing on the first 10 minutes?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's not true.
No, it is. We had not planned on him. And incidentally, do you like the fact that I just dropped that name out there?
You did. Don't hurt your back picking it up.
And Julio.
And I got a Christmas card from Julio Iglesias. But don't think that either one of those people is going to be your celebrity shout-out this week.
Okay, very good.
We have a celebrity.
I'm still basking in the glow of Phyllis Diller.
Rich, if you like Phyllis Diller, I really think you might like this one even more. I think he's going to love this
one. Don't oversell it.
All right, I'm overselling it a little bit. I believe in it.
Richard sent me an email last week after the segment saying, that's great. One of his friends emailed him and asked him about Brett Summers, Jack Klugman's wife.
Yes. Right.
And first off, we were amazed to find out she's alive.
She is. We've got a Beth Ann Booker.
Well, we're trying to find her, Mom.
All right.
We're trying to find her. Rich, like I wrote you today, rather than just talk about football, give me a second. One TV guy to another guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, I did this thing on the Ravens postgame last week.
So how'd that go for you?
Rich, it was just awful.
Oh, no.
Let me just say, I don't know how you do it with somebody talking in your ear. And how do you possibly ignore the fact that you can look on a monitor and you see yourself on TV. Now, listen.
Don has a great deal of difficulty when he's on television not looking at the monitor.
I'm not a babe in the woods about this. Mike and I have been on TV plenty, and we've had the dumb reporters come in and do the report about the morning zoo, but this is a time when I'm standing there, and
you have a little trouble getting by the fact that you're on the television.
I love it. How do you get by it, Rich?
You love it.
I love being on TV.
The quote is, "I love me some me."
but what I didn't dig is while I'm there, they've got that thing in my ear,
the IFB,
and I'm hearing
the IFB.
You know, and I'm hearing conversations with people. I don't know who. You know, some guy saying, "I swear to God, Rich, they're asking me about the Ravens defense," and I hear a guy saying,
"Has anybody seen Patty? Is Patty around? Hello,
oh,
tech
group." No good.
No. And I didn't even have a chance to sit on my jacket like in broadcast news because I was standing.
Oh, that's a crucial mistake.
More importantly than that, one of you told me
that's almost a fatal blow, Don.
Did you wear a mock tee, Don? Did you wear a mock turtleneck?
Yes.
You got mock neck on me? I told you not to do that.
He told you.
See, here's the thing. I said to my wife.
You didn't go mock neck and blazer.
Yes,
you didn't
do
that.
No, and listen. I am not a handsome man. I'm not a refined man. But I want to tell you something. I'm proud of this. I have some Armani suits. And my wife, I say to my wife, you know what? I would look sharp in this. And she says, you would look out of place like an idiot. Wear one of your regular shirts and wear a leather jacket. And I went and I looked like...
Did you go Fonzarelli? Is that what you did?
Yeah. No. It was like if someone had a time machine and they said, this is what Carson Daly's going to look like in 50 years. It was me just awful.
It wasn't that bad.
And I have more respect. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that glowing support. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Well, it was all. Anyway, of course he didn't. I can barely get him to watch your show.
Oh boy!
But I still like that coach speak.
Oh yeah, yes. You're watching your NFL Network. I love it.
I love coach speak. It's my favorite feature.
Shut up!
All right, I'll shut up.
Rich, also, there's a guy named J. Dubs, Justy, that works here at the station.
Justy Johnson.
And I think we may have told you our last bet with him. He's a diehard Lions fan.
He's really defacing his body all year because of the Lions.
On Thanksgiving, he said, do you want to make a bet about the Lions and the Colts? And I said, I don't care about the Colts. And he said, well, come on, let's do it. So the bet was, he now has Indianapolis tattooed permanently on his back like an NFL player's name on the back of the jersey.
My gosh.
So
he's putting ink on his body with each Lions loss, is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yes. Yep. And I am a lifetime Packer fan. And, you know, we're proud to be on at Green Bay on WNFL. So he says to me, hey, this weekend it's the Lions and the Packers. I said, sure, what do you want? He said, anything. So it's a tattoo again. And my concern is that, you know, there is the outside chance.
Any given Sunday, baby.
There is the outside chance that I might lose here. And I know that you don't get into point spreads and everything, but, Rich, have you heard anything at all just to ease my mind?
In as generic a way as possible, could you comment on Mr. Geronimo's wager?
The last time the Lions beat the Packers in Lambeau Field, Eric Kramer led the Lions against the Mike Tomczak-led Packers. Wow.
Thank you, Rich. You've said all I need to hear. You have said all I need to hear. Eric Kramer was... and of those two, who would you think had the better career, Eric Kramer or Mike Tomczak? I might have to go with Tomczak.
You might have to go there, sure. Well, didn't Tomczak play in some major playoff games?
He played for the Bears, and he played for the Steelers.
Isn't he the guy that Ditka grabbed his face mask all the time?
Oh, no, he's the guy that Ditka... He had to go see a psychiatrist because Ditka yelled at him all the time.
And Ditka would grab his face mask. Yeah, absolutely.
Ditka was on our show last year, and I had to go to a psychiatrist.
on your show this week, when you get guys, I saw you had Donovan on. You got a lot of big guys. Who is the guy that you treat? I mean, you treat all your guests with hospitality, but who's the guy that you have to treat? I don't want to say reverence, but I notice like when you have somebody like Donovan McNabb on, you don't screw around a lot with him. I mean, you make jokes and everything. Who's the guy who's been on the show? I saw you had Jim Brown on.
You had Jim on, sure.
Yeah, when you have the really, really great athletes, which is the guy that you've treated with the most reverence, who you've thought, boy, I can't even screw up. I can't make even the smallest joke about something?
No, that would have to be the commissioner. I mean,
oh, okay.
Exactly.
But all right, cool.
We've had our fun with the commissioner before. I mean, at the owner's meeting, wrapping up the owner's meeting at the Posh Breakers in Palm Beach, Florida. I asked the commissioner for the next time if he can work on that room upgrade for me.
That's good.
And that there was word about his new contract that coming out. I wanted to know if he was going to take it in a prorated signing bonus. Played along with it, but other than that,
that's not bad.
As we might get.
That's a good answer, Rich. Oh, and now look at, I'm watching the clock here. I know you got to go talk to somebody more important.
No. It's just the schedule that we have.
I know it is.
No, I mean, there's business to conduct. They put more shows for Mike Tativo.
So before we get to the picks, here is your Rich Eisen feel-good moment with, and this time we can truly say this, unlike Phyllis Diller, a real Hollywood legend.
Okay.
Roll it.
Hello, this is William Shatner. Rich Eisen is a jerk. Now, I didn't think of that. Everybody else has told me that. So I'm going along with the flow. He's a jerk.
Now.
That's William Shatner.
You like that one? You like it or don't like it?
Captain Kirk.
My gosh.
You like it or not?
What do you think?
I wish it, it could be a little kinder, the message.
No.
Kinder and gentler.
I know you did
it. I tell you, Shatner did it with style, though.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
We like you, Rich, and it would be no fun if we had, hey, this is William Shatner. I think Rich is the greatest guy in the world.
What would we be if we,
it's so funny because, you know, we put in a request to have him come on our show and pick games on our Friday segment, and I'm sure now his agent will say, you know, we got a request for you to go in and be interviewed by Rich Eisen. Now, we're not hearing that name before. And then we can play this thing again.
Absolutely. They should know your other options this week. We were Peter Bogdanovich.
Yes.
Was another guy.
For three, huh?
And Frank Sinatra Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, now that'd have been good. William Shatner's genius. Come on, he's a legend. He is a true television legend. Did one of those.
You talked about Tagliabue. Nobody in this room had the guts to ask Frank Sinatra Jr.
Yeah, even Jr., we couldn't mess around with him.
We couldn't do that. All right, Rich, let's pick these games. Let's make this happen.
Oakland and Atlanta. Atlanta can clinch their division.
Yes, absolutely. Count on it. Atlanta in a romp. Mike.
They'll be excited about it. Absolutely. Atlanta.
Tampa Bay at San Diego, where Keenan McCardell is frothing at the mouth.
Upset special. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, thank you. I will go with the San Diego Chargers.
The Jets at Pittsburgh, where Ben Roethlisberger, God bless him. I love this guy. By the way, next time I come on the show,
yes,
I would like you to cue up my Nostradamus-like prediction.
It was early in the season.
Oh, with
it
Ben
was
Roethlisberger.
Right before his first start, and I think our discussion was, you know, were the Steelers in trouble? And I said, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, 11 wins later, they're not. Oh, so it's the Jets. Now it's at
the Jets at Pittsburgh, where Roethlisberger, for some reason, called themselves underdogs this week.
Are you ready? You're never going to win if you're not bold. The New York Football Jets.
Listen to me right now. Roethlisberger. Everybody knows the name now. It's a household name, rapidly becoming a total household name.
Yes.
Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger.
Okay, next game.
St. Louis at Carolina.
You know, Carolina is an interesting team because I don't think they're as bad as their record. And they can make the playoffs, right? Well, everybody can in the NFC. I'll pick Carolina at home, Mike.
This is one where I have no idea. I gotta throw one. I have to throw it at the dart. But thank you for that. I have to throw the dart. I'm gonna go along with you this time and go with Carolina.
All right. And the last one is Seattle at Minnesota.
Wow. This is really must win for both teams. Seattle stinks on ice. Minnesota Vikings.
Disagreed. I like Seattle, and I think they're going to win this game.
Well, they do have the bluest skies you've ever seen.
They sure do in Seattle.
According to Bobby Sherman.
Yeah.
Rich, that's it. You're off the hook. Go talk to your important people. We'll see you next week.
Talking to you guys.
Okay.
Bye, Rich.
Bye, Rich.
There he is. He likes the Shatner, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I think he did.
Hello. This is William Shatner. Rich Eisen is a jerk. No, I didn't think of that. Everybody else has told me that. So I'm going along with the flow. He's a jerk.
You know, and the thing about Shatner when he was playing us with that, I said, oh, I don't like to do that. I can't do that. I don't like to do that with people. He's a jerk.
Well, I'll find out. Well, we're going to the Christmas party tonight, so I won't check my email until tomorrow.
Yes, relaxing on a beach in sunny Miami.
I won't know until tomorrow if he really liked it, because if it's really good, like the Phyllis Diller thing, what does it say about Rich Eisen? He said, he sent me an email that he called, had Beth Ann send him the MP3. He sent it to about 100 of his friends.
Oh, this is great. And this is a wonderful little tradition, and I think he's loving it.
Yeah, he likes the Shatner one, too.
So that is Rich Eisen, and he's on the NFL Network. And he was brought to us by Tower Records. It's the holidays, and Tower Records is the place for all your holiday shopping. Since you need to shop, wouldn't you rather spend your time at a record store? Where else can you find a gift you want to give that someone wants to get for under $10? Right now, Tower even has a big sale on TV DVDs. Every TV DVD in box set is 25% off. Give them music, movies, and if you're not sure, give them a Tower gift card. Buy online or find your local store at Tower.com. Tower Records, everything worth giving is here. Rich, the affable host of NFL Total Access. Every night at 7 and 10. Plus, it's live on Monday night before Monday Night Football and a special live after Monday Night Football edition on the NFL Network.
All right.
Rich Eisen is so AFC.
More. He is, by and Buzz?
Yeah. I used it in a sentence.
There you go.
Good job.
Proud of you. You can see our picks and our fantasy football and everything else.
Who did what last week? Who won last week? I forgot.
You did.
I did.
Hey. Hold on, let me see.
All right, if you hadn't asked.
Yeah.
A look.
He's giving you a look now.
I know. Yeah. I'm right. Kidding, of course. Yeah.
How are you doing in fantasy football, Mike? Hold on. DonandMikeWebsite.com. No, you kicked my ass last week. Hold on.
And that's, he's helped me out after I called him Euro and everything.
Let me see. Don and Mike Archives. Pick the pros.
Here we go.
Week number was last week. Week 13. Okay.
That's a
Mike.
Website.
What?
That's a nice website.
Isn't that nice, Rob?
Beautiful. Mike topped Donnie. I wish they wouldn't spell it D-O-N-I. I mean, come on, that's a joke. Mike topped Donnie, again, by correctly prognosticating three of the five games, but neither of the guys were exactly psychic. Mm. The only game where they parted company was the Texans versus the Jets, and Chad Pennington helped his buddy Mike O'Mara become this week's football guru.
And there I go turning on him this week, picking Pittsburgh. Watch out.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let's go back to week 10 and week 11. Donnie scores 100%. Donnie scores 100%.
What are you going back to the week that you did well?
Mm-hmm. Well, just 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Come right, on. Live in the now. Come on.
All right. Here's all we have up on the website.
Okay.
Week number 8, Mike won.
Right.
Week number 9, I won. Week number 10, I won. Week number 11, this is a broken record, I won. Oh. Week number 12, Mike won. Week number 13, Mike won.
Ah, even.
So it's even.
Three and three.
Very even. And you were very daring this week, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right. And then should we go to fantasy football?
No, we don't need to because we do that on Tuesday.
Hold on, let's just look, though.
Yeah. We do it on
Tuesday. Let's just look. Look at that.
See, that's unfair.
Live in the now.
Don, that's me, Opus Xers. 8-5. That is first place. Made the playoffs.
Congratulations. You don't need to read any other standings there.
Oh, Americans? 4-9.
Oh, Americans.
Yeah. Mike, it's spelled O-apostrophe-A-M-E-R-I-C. I know.
That's his tattoo.
4-9.
Mallet head tattoo.
4-9. But if you win this weekend, because you do play in the NFC, you can still make the playoffs.
Right.
If you win this weekend.
Well, is Dubs coming to the Christmas party tonight?
Why, is that the only way you're going to get your lineup turned in?
I'm not sure. No, I've never turned the lineup in. He does it all himself.
Well, then you've done very well.
I wouldn't literally be able to tell you any of my roster.
I could probably tell you more of your roster than you could. I swear to God, I'm not looking at it now.
I have no idea.
You got Aaron Brooks?
I have Chad Pennington still.
You've been starting Aaron Brooks like for the last, since Chad Pennington got hurt.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't hurt last week.
You still started Aaron Brooks last week.
Of course.
Of course we did. But did.
Anyway,
I am disappointed. Next year, I'm putting forth an effort.
Good for you, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
I did forget to mention this a moment ago when we had the stuff I wanted to get to by the end of the week. I know everybody loves Olive Garden.
Yeah. Oh man.
And
it's lovely.
There was a great Olive Garden story. Give birth in an Olive Garden restaurant.
Oh.
And your family.
Oh, fantastic.
One of the restaurant's employees in Boulder, Colorado, barricaded herself in the Olive Garden restroom.
Oh, man, a little placenta and all the breadsticks you want.
Yesterday, for 3 hours. So she locks herself in the bathroom at the Olive Garden for 3 hours. They're knocking on the door and they're saying, what's going on? Anyway, 3 hours later, she came out with a brand new baby. Police say they're not sure why she went to the bathroom instead of a hospital. This, I think, is very interesting. She did not speak a lot of English. Draw your own conclusion.
Bueno.
Hey. You don't have that problem with the look around cafe, do you, right, Mike?
Absolutely not. We've never had a baby delivered. Not since, not on my watch.
Maybe tonight.
Try the polo cone after birth.
Delicious.
Oh, fantastic.
Dipping sauce.
With angel hair pasta.
Did you already say placenta?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Placenta. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's the winner. Let's do a phone scan right now.
Bueno.
You always win with placenta.
Yeah, it's a wonderful word.
You will always beat me with placenta.
Placenta.
And imagine if you really did beat me with placenta.
Well, it depends on how... Oh, no, I'm not...
You would have to harden it.
Yeah,
I would freeze it and harden it and turn it into like a placenta bat.
No, you put it in a pillowcase.
All right, Mr. Expert.
There you go.
Okay, Mr. Do-It-Yourself.
I'll try your picture.
You know what you are? You are
wheezy now.
You are the Bob Vila of wife abuse.
You really are.
Yeah, really. And, you know, I've got a whole section of things you can buy at Sears. You might want to check them out.
What, like now you're surprised, Buzz? Now you're shocked?
Oh, I mean, it's the Rob Spiewak CSI collection.
Specific tools, apparently.
Yeah, well, you got to have a sock. You got to have BBs.
Right. I don't need any details. You got the idea.
Don't forget the soap. The extra big Lifebuoy soap.
That's right. And then you use it afterwards to clean up.
And plenty of sure grip pliers.
Pliers, that was Mike's addition, Isabelle. Pliers.
Thank you.
But I recommend the vice grips.
I recommend the latter.
Pliers rhymes with fires.
It does. Unfortunate fires.
Did we mention duct tape? Wouldn't it be great if there was one of those, like, Zales commercials? Where they did it with that same guy with that annoying delivery. He goes, This year, give her what she really needs. A nice roll of duct tape. And now at Zales, all duct tape is 25% off.
Hello! And don't miss the TV spot where Carrie's duct tape and laying on a square in Paris, and I'm yelling, I love this woman! That's a good spot.
Bingo. We have a phone scan lying straight ahead. Okay, 877-365-3636 and from Canada, 800-636-1067. Oh, there's the music again. Yeah. Phone scan is next. Turn it off, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bow. Before it was a car commercial, it was a song.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm finding more and more that the more songs are used for commercials. I used to be, like, uptight when the Beatles first had their... Michael Jackson bought the rights.
Right.
And
it's like blasphemy.
Beatles songs were in Nike commercials. Mm-hmm. It's like now, what is it, Target? I don't know who it is, but it's Pete Townsend. Let my love open the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what does that have to do with going to Target?
It's just a catchy tune, and the melodies don't exist in a lot of modern music anymore.
True.
So that's what that's why they use kind of the that would be called classic rock songs.
It's just weird to hear classic rock used to sell Buicks now.
Oh, and that's boy, and which one is that? So I don't remember now. Is it Zeppelin?
Hold on. No, it's
what?
Not Zeppelin.
No, Zeppelin
something
is
like
Zeppelin
that.
Is the rock and roll is used for Cadillac.
Ah,
boy, but that's the one. It's
because We know the commercial because it's got two Buicks coming right down the road
and a
together.
Great song.
They look exactly the same.
Yes, Rob, where's the melody, said the aging man.
Oh,
you're absolutely right. But where is the melody?
You're right, though.
Someone will call and tell us what the song is.
But it's
Buick commercial.
That was one that tested my sensibility.
Yeah.
And me
they
too.
They were selling Buick.
Because I remember it.
Uh-huh. And it's very, even if it's classic, it's still hip, and it bothered me.
Yes, me too.
877-365-3636. Phone scan. Here we go. Hello. Last phone scan of the week.
Hey, hey, fellas.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Cool. Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Hey, sorry to hear about your parking spot the one the other day. That sucked.
Yeah, well, you know, life's rough.
Well, Buzz got to yell at a lady, so that's good.
Hey, Buzz, you got any plans for the weekend?
Christmas shopping, packing, cool. Sending.
Hey, I think I could remedy the parking lot spot problem.
How?
Just cut her head off and paste it to your parking spot.
Wow. Next time I will. Thank you for the tip.
Okay, it's
Rob's applauding that.
It's getting close to 6 o'clock on a Friday East Coast time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm silently applauding.
I'm just doing the
golf applause. Yeah. You can't hear it.
And I'm silently getting nauseous.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, you guys remember that Michael Vick commercial where he threw the football up into the stands? Like it was about maybe 2 years ago?
Well, yeah, that was another of the fake Michael Vick commercials that I idiotically believed at first, yes.
Because I thought you were like some kind of professional pro, and I guess not, because that was pretty stupid of you, just like free as a whore.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, God. Listen, hey, dumbass, I got your number on caller ID. What's your problem,
what
dude?
What a big man he is.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting close to that 6 o'clock hour.
Please call back, area code 509-681. I got the rest of your number, but call back.
Very brave to anonymously attack a woman.
As I said, it is, gentlemen, this is the holiday season, too.
And that's the best he can do? Do you remember that Michael Vick commercial 2 years ago? You're really stupid. Your wife's a whore.
I guess he got us. And he runs away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
It's easy to hide behind the telephone, son.
What can we do for you, honey?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say that I saw you after the Ravens game, Don, and you were looking pretty hot.
Yeah,
it's unanimous. It's the good and the bad.
I agree.
Every phone, leather jacket.
It's my curse that I am just incredibly handsome. The problem is that I'm just a total dope when I'm on TV. You know, really, I am. And Mike was right.
You sold it more that you were more spazzy when you were talking to Rich Eisen than you did when you came back. I didn't see it. But, I mean, it sounded like it was well-received.
Thanks for hurting me again. How many times?
No, you were great, Don.
How many times? Thank you, ma'am.
See?
How am I hurting you?
How many times do you have to say, I didn't see it?
Well, I couldn't see it.
You didn't see it. Oh, you don't have a VCR?
I couldn't VCR it.
Doesn't get the Baltimore channels.
You didn't ask me for a videotape?
Hey. Get me one.
Christmas is coming.
Come on.
Too late now.
Come on. Like, I videotape it. Please. Please. It's been maybe 20 years since I videotaped.
We used to videotape everything.
One of our moronic appearances on television.
I stopped videotaping with a little ditty known as the Primetime Video Zoo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, stop that.
You are encouraging him.
I can't help it. He entertains me.
I know he does.
I wish the finger guy would start entertaining Buzz then.
That'd be great. I like him. I want him to stay with me.
Yeah.
You want the finger guy?
More than you know.
Would you say?
No.
It just did, really.
I know, but it won't work in the
I want
machine.
The finger guy.
One more time without me talking?
Not a chance.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Aerosmith. Dream On.
Thank you. That's it.
Oh!
Buick. My prom theme.
Winner.
My prom theme. And winner. Now they are using my prom theme to sell Buick.
Oldsmobile Buick.
And here's the thing. Aerosmith has had their songs used before. Mm-hmm. I know Just Push Play was used, I think, for Dodge.
Right.
I had no problem with it. Mike, you just hit on the exact reason. It's because it's Dream On.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't use Dream On or Walk This Way or Sweet Emotion. If you have to use something for commercial, use some of the crap you put out in the last 5 years.
And Aerosmith would be a classic rock band that it falls into the distinct category of still being hot.
Yes. I agree.
They are still hip. They're still hot.
All right, my friend.
It has a melody.
That's for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello?
Hi, this is an AFL call.
AFL.
Oh, you mean AFC?
She might mean AFL.
Or are you really going old school like AFL?
Old school.
Old school. All right. Can you name an original AFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Oh, and you're such a funny girl. That's such a girl answer.
Yeah, and AFL was a mistake.
God bless you, man.
Like the Packers would ever be in the AFL. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
John Placenta. Didn't he used to narrate those NFL films?
That's right. It's John Facenda.
Oh, it's funny that he said John Placenta.
John Placenta. Oh,
yeah.
I missed the joke.
There he is, Mike. Yeah. Okay, another good one.
Third down and 4 yards to go, and the field is covered with placenta.
Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Hey, hi. You are on the air.
Hey, I gotta ask, so I've been listening to the Groaners lately, and why has the service been putting out all the Groaners?
You've been listening to who?
The Groaners.
The Groaners. Okay, I'm sorry.
Like,
yeah.
For the last few days, they've been all about the Mexicans, you know, with...
But listen, don't you... Okay, I hate having to explain stuff. Mm-hmm. The prep service that we don't pay for, that still sends us the stuff for free... They're so bad that the only way they can come up with jokes is like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They love the Wan jokes.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it's all in the delivery, though, man. Y'all pull it off.
I gotta say, you are just a super tool.
Thank you, and have a humpy Christmas.
We really are. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, how are you fine gentlemen today?
The only one we're doing great. The one that I really liked from the service was R Dos D Dos.
That's funny.
Now that one still makes me laugh. Mm-hmm.
There are a couple. There have been more recently. I like throwing Rob into the mix a little bit.
Maybe. Hello?
Yeah, I got something to say about the moron that just called. I thought your critique of the Michael Vick commercial was absolutely phenomenal, and that lovely lady that you happen to call sweetie every day, I got something to say for that guy. I hope his wife dies a rotten death from the VD that he gave her.
All right, thank you.
Sadly, he'll never marry.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Regretfully, he is passed.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby.
I was just calling to see if you gave away the computer and $1,000 yet.
Yes, darling. You must listen to the whole show.
Okay. Are you guys really going to give out $1,000 next week?
Yes, yes. Every five big ways to win big.
Are you sure you don't want to give her $1,000 right now?
Yeah. Why not?
It's your chance.
Just to start it off.
Wouldn't that be something?
That really would.
That would be.
Yes.
How'd you like to earn $1,000? The hard way.
Mike?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Where was I? What happened to me there? I'm terribly sorry. I lost my head.
Forget about the party tonight.
I lost my head.
How would you like to earn $1,000 the hard way?
The hard way.
Did I say that?
Hi, everybody. You'll hear that again later tonight.
Hello,
am I blushing a little bit?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer, and I got the tape.
Hold on. Hold on a second, dude.
Right.
Man, bad show planning by me.
I've been waiting. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer at O'Meara's.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks for the O'Meara's dig.
Right. Anyway, hi there. Yeah, we're still with you. Hi.
There's not a lot.
Yeah, I got the videotape of Don on here in Baltimore. Do you want it?
Yes, I do.
Shut up, liar.
I do.
Shut up, liar.
I'd like to see it. Send it to my attention here at the station.
No, we don't. You know what? Record judging Amy over it or something good.
When Joe was mentioning O'Meara's earlier, I just put one little piece of advice for you.
What's that?
Bring some ID.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Two forms.
Hello.
Hello.
Forget I'm halfway home. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I know you could, with the proper herbs and spices, you can have a nice placenta pie.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Hello, just in time for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Put on some Kraft baby marshmallows.
Bake in a 350-degree oven. Chill, cover with Kraft caramels, and serve. A delightful placenta treat from Kraft.
But if you have a big family like me, you need to buy Placenta Helper.
Yes, Placenta Helper will stretch the average placenta to servings of 12 or more.
Stretch it.
Oh,
hey!
Hello, Don. Oh, that makes you go, eh?
Yeah. Hello, now you've gone too far.
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Shock, Don.
Hello.
Don.
Yes, hello. Hi, we're here.
T-Wack.
Hi.
What?
I was just calling. I'm a recent listener calling from Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and was on the website today.
Yes.
Good.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
It's a silly-looking bunch.
Yeah.
Well, you're a dumbass call. What do you want me to answer to that? You know, I mean, you're a, what did you say? You're a recent listener?
Yeah.
Well, kiss my ass. You know what you are now? You're a former listener. Get out of here.
Wow.
And happy holidays to you.
You kidding me? Come on. Hello. Don and Mike show. Pleasure calling from a second-rate country.
Here, here.
Yeah, amen, Rob. Hello.
Greetings from Titletown.
Greetings from where?
Titletown, Green Bay.
Oh, Titletown. Green Bay. Titletown.
Titletown. Titletown. I thought it was Bartertown.
Yeah. Who runs Bartertown?
Master Blaster. Who run Bartertown?
Hello.
Hey, and gentlemen, yes. Placenta, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
Ah, okay, thank you, Green Bay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Titletown.
Don and Mike.
And now here they are, the Green Bay Placentas.
Yeah, at Bartertown.
Imagine those uniforms. How could you tell if the uniforms were dirty?
It would never matter.
See, one of those shots, you know, Madden always loves it when the guy's got, like, blood coming off his uniform. How could you possibly tell?
That's right. You can't even see the guy coming. That's amazing.
Coach, my face mask is dripping.
Ew.
And look at, you know, Madden likes saying snot bubble.
Yeah.
Look at that placenta bubble. Boom!
John Madden would love to tell a straighter with that.
Got placenta all over him. When the team wins a playoff game, look, they got the big Gatorade jug. They spill placenta all over Bill Parcells.
He circles it.
Oh, here comes
Harry Carson and Lawrence Taylor with a gigantic jar, a big barrel.
Oh, there he goes, placenta all over him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Radio gods.
Yes.
Any chance of getting an autographed picture if I get a big Don and Mike ticket?
No. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, I have, I want a 10-second super happy terrific Friday for you guys. Are you ready?
A what?
You 10-second.
She has one for us.
Okay, go ahead.
Super happy. Yeah, here we go.
There it is.
Hey. Boy, is that good. You are a great caller.
I like it.
You are
Thank
a great caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's good. She is good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you want to know why I want Arnold for president?
Why do you want Arnold for president?
Because when Canada invades, we'll have Germany on our side.
When Canada invades.
Canada.
We'll have Germany on our side.
When
right.
Canada invades.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have a question.
Yes.
Well, I do. If a ram is a sheep and an ass is a mule, why is a ram...
Okay, whatever. The guy, you know, come on. Yeah. Take it to the comedy club.
That's
Did
right.
you know where he was going with that, Rob? I think you know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a strong desire.
D is for everybody.
Right.
Sung like a woman who knows.
I got a hell of a Friday.
I say hi to all of you guys because Monday is a... I start a new job, and I'm not going to be able to listen to you anymore, and I'm going to miss you so much, and I wanted to say great job and Merry Christmas.
Well, so you will not be able to listen anymore?
No, because...
Right, pound sand. Let's bring on the vital listeners who can give us ratings.
That's right.
Not those that are abandoning ship. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Correct.
Hey, man, the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing was genius today, man.
Hey, and so was that phone call. Thank you.
Hey.
Bye-bye. Hello. I was like, when I try to get something in. Hey! It's like you hang up the phone and go, did he hang up on me?
I don't get it. I was being kind.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Merry, merry.
Merry, merry to you.
Right.
No. I'm sorry. No. Not that funny that you laugh at yourself.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
No, Don, don't kill Mike. Look at him. He's got the mind of a child.
What's that
what
from?
Is that from?
Bartertown.
Oh, Bartertown. Right.
Man, you people are driving me nuts with all these chime times today. Lots of good calls.
Oh, and it was a hell of a compliment for me, too. Yeah, because you're riding on my shoulders. He had me. I was corky in that
That's
one.
Right.
Remember when they lose the battle and the mask comes off?
Yes, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a real corky.
Corky. Retard. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, turn down your radio.
Oh, I'm bad. Hey, I want to tell you a joke.
No. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Radio guys.
Yes.
First time caller, long time listener.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike show. Keep trying my patience. Hello? Keep starting a phone call with a biography.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike show. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Come in, Berlin.
to say Don and Mike, I'm going to come through the phone and kill him. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Oh, I wish I could come through the phone and kill you. Hello, Don and Mike.
I want to thank Mike for cheering me up on this dreary Friday afternoon drive.
What did I do?
Well, I've had such a bad week, Mike, but never fear. The good things happen at O'Meara's.
What?
Never fear, Mike, because good things happen at O'Meara's.
O'Meara's.
At O'Meara's.
Yeah, look around, Kathy.
Yeah, you know, I'm blamed for that one. Joe!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Why you blame Joe for that?
Because Joe said it earlier.
Joe made the guy remember.
Right.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My friend.
Yes.
Can I get a 2 weeks before Christmas layoff chime time, please?
Can you get a what?
He's been laid off 2 weeks before Christmas. He'd like a chime time.
Thank you so much.
Were you really laid off today?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, but he called me dude. A term of endearment.
Just, since we're being picky.
I'm so sorry.
The holiday season. I have to go to...
Second rejection for
my
him
better
today.
Half.
Good luck finding work.
I've got one for you, though. Okay. Come on.
Ben.
L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-S-E-R. You are such a big loser.
Happy holidays.
Pretty.
Thanks, bud.
Just because it used the word dude.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And I like dude.
That's why I got laid off.
I like it. I just don't like it used at us.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike feels the same way, right?
Dude, you're
right,
wrong.
Dude. Right, dude?
Dude.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Guys.
Dude.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't call me dude.
Dude, what's happening?
Hello?
What's happening?
Speak.
I'm not referring to the 1970s hit television show. I'm asking you, why are you calling? What's happening? What's the reason for the phone call?
I'm calling about the Don and Mike website store.
Yes, what about
it? Oh, wait, I'll take that call.
Step forward.
Yeah. Yes, how can I help you?
Mike will take that call.
How you doing? What's your name?
Hey, my name's Mike. I'm in Houston.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Great.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Mike.
I heard you had a question about the store on the DonandMikeWebsite.com.
I absolutely do have a question.
Yeah, fire away.
The Mike is interested.
Do you guys still have your balls, the golf balls?
Do we have them, Don? You might know that better than I do.
No, we do not. We are currently out of balls.
We're out of them, but we'll get them again soon.
And they will be put on the Don and Mike website?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Wonderful.
You know, might I suggest, if you don't have the golf balls, might I suggest a nice jacket?
Goodbye. You're the greatest whore of all time.
Thank you.
Of all time.
I'm the greatest whore of all time.
Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
You're Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for breaking my nose last Thursday.
How so?
When Buzz was doing the news about the lady that fell down in front of the Santa Claus, and in the background somebody was saying, you know, hey, Johnny, what do you want for Christmas? Counseling. I rear-ended a truck and broke my nose.
Oh, I feel very good about that.
Now that's a feel-good. There you go. Thank you, my friend.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you see you later. Hi there, Don and Mike show, phone scan.
Hey, guys, just wanted to simply thank you for the Schwarzenegger interview. That was killer.
I like that. I like the feedback we're getting on that.
All right, we're out of Sacramento, and just hearing you guys, that was great. Knowing you were mocking him.
Okay, so you knew we were mocking him. Thank you.
Yeah, he gets the joke.
Thank you for tracking with him.
I really assume that anybody that says, I hope the people that are calling it killer are not like, you know, a MendArnold.com fan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How y'all doing over there?
What can we do for you?
What? Hickory dickory dock. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, we moved on to another caller. Hello.
Hello, I was wondering, when are you going to do your next absent program?
Jesus Christ, we just did it like a month ago.
Okay, the guy's got a decent point.
Hello.
Don't bite his head off, it's a valid question.
Don and Mike show. I love it when Mike says that.
Because
you said it that one time with Doris Roberts, when I asked Doris Roberts if she would make love with me, and Mike backs me up by saying,
it's a legitimate question.
And that was a face-to-face interview, too. That wasn't one of our cowardly phone things.
I got a nice look from the publicist when I said that.
It's a legitimate question. Hello, Don and Mike.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm gonna kill you! Shut up! I can shut you up! I'm gonna shut you up, Gary! Shut up!
Shut up!
Did he hang up?
Oh, he's still there.
No. Yeah!
You feel better?
Baltimore defense, caller!
Okay.
Shut up!
Alright, okay.
Shut up!
Okay, bye.
Okay, had to hang up on that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Sure, something about the Ravens defense.
Best call of the phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And the second best call right there.
Rude, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to let you know I really enjoyed the Robert the Mailman segment the other day.
Good. Thanks, fellas.
It reminded me of how funny your show once was before you sold out like a couple of old women.
Okay, now listen, what? Come on, it's right before Christmas. You really want to fight or you just want to hang up because you're a coward? Yeah.
Question answered.
There you go. Thank you. All of the cowards are calling.
Oh, those calls always come in after we have Robert on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bill Pickles, what's going on?
Pickle power.
Hey. Hey, Mike, or Don, I'm so glad you ain't telling me your boring story tonight about Frito's gum old picture. He poured the crap out
of
this guy.
You are really well spoken to be criticizing me and what I discuss on my national radio show.
Let's enter your world and find out what you do for a living.
Say, Jughead.
What do you do, sir?
Actually, I'm in the Army there, big guy.
You're in the Army, big guy. What branch of the service?
I pray you get sent to the front lines.
Been there, done that.
Oh, you've been there, done that. You might have to go back. I don't know if you've read the news stories lately.
Probably so.
That's great. Good luck.
No, but I do enjoy you guys' program.
I'm sure you do.
Make sure you keep your head down.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, come on. Hang up. How could it be that they didn't kill you?
The password is fragging.
They didn't kill him in war, yet he manages to get through here.
Amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
As the Packers drive down the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Creative.
It was funny, Mike, but we can't do that. That's why the show used to be better.
I know.
According to that last one.
That last one.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fellas, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, last Friday, did I hear Michael Mirra say that he checked?
That's true.
Now,
that actually is playing by the rules.
That's true.
And I did.
That's.
I was very close to the television, and I noticed that his was bigger than Rich Eisen's.
Sure.
I can say that.
It's a nice stool.
Because they sit on stools when they're interviewing people, so I can say it for everyone to hear, and it's not even being repetitive. The fact is that Lincoln Kennedy's stool was bigger than Rich Eisen.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I'm just calling to let you know I start a new job on Monday, but I'll still be listening.
All right, I'll hear you. Thank you, my friend. Hearing that. Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
How can you have any pudding if you don't finish your placenta?
Oh, Pink Floyd, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Right, hi there.
DonandMikeWebsite.com is my one place stop to shop for Christmaka.
Okay, thank you.
Christmaka.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
Don,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Right, same to you.
Robbie, thanks to your bald spot.
Oh, dear. Greetings for us and a bald spot thing for you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
He'll get a visit from Placenta Claus. I would like to point out to the listeners today that during this phone scan, I believe at one time or another, we've all rubbed our faces.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Big Don. I'm the member of the Marty Bash Fan Club.
Okay, I'm just looking for one call to end this mess now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to order a gift certificate for O'Maris.
No, we're still looking for it. Everybody's playing the game.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Buzz.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead, sir.
All right. You made me pop your placenta out for Charlie M.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. I'm sorry, I kind of laughed at that.
Friday.
Hello.
Yeah, I want to insult you.
and I want to be a man about it.
Okay, yeah. Good.
How do I go about doing that?
Actually, we've got a special waiting list.
Waiting list? Can I put my name on it, please?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
You know what? Hold on. That. I
respect that.
That's too good.
Yeah.
You're good. You're the last one on the phone scan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What's your name?
Galen.
And where are you from, my friend?
Alexandria.
Beautiful. Okay. $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal.
Oh, how about that?
Is there is there a hairy lady in your life?
No, but I could use some hair on the top of my head.
Oh, dear. Well, this kind of does the opposite.
It's $500 laser loot from GeorgetownLaser.com. Georgetown Laser, making the world a better place. One hair at a time.
That's right.
Have them do your eyebrows.
Right, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
He was talking when you were talking. Right?
I know. Perhaps I shouldn't have spoke.
No, it was him.
You suppose?
Merry Christmas!
I grow so weary.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Gotta put your tape in.
Oh.
There you go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
There he is. Okay, cool guy. What's the lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Tonight, honey, did you remember to feed the astronauts before we left the space station?
Oh, this is a great story.
Ooh.
And Buzz, thank you for saying tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you for humoring me.
Just easy.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Me and Mike love OnStar. We both have it in our cars. It's very simple. OnStar, besides like helping you with the directions and stuff, has something in the car now. It's a hands-free cell phone.
Yeah, it's OnStar Personal Calling, and it's a built into every OnStar-equipped vehicle. Easy to use. When you want to make a call, just call out the number or shout out a pre-programmed name tag.
Say, where's Charlie M?
And Charlie M comes right up, and they dial it for you, and you never take your hands off the wheel. It's the best in-car telephone I've ever had.
Agreed. OnStar now has two ways to pay for your service. As always, you can buy the prepaid minutes, but now they offer the new America's Choice plan with OnStar. You can add your built-in OnStar hands-free phone to your existing Verizon service package. That way, you use your handheld phone when you're outside the car. Use OnStar when you're inside. Two ways to connect that work off one package of minutes and one Verizon bill.
If you have OnStar, press the blue button to order minutes. If you don't have OnStar, check out OnStar.com or swing by any GM dealership for a demo.
Okay, got like 3 seconds. Me and Mike both have it.
We do.
We like it.
Yep.
We endorse it.
Uh-huh.
Send us some free minutes. Thank you. Also. Thank you.
Horace. Nice job.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I learned from the best.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters but the weekend. Bow, bow, bow.
Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. Only in New York. W-O-E-N. How about in Las Vegas? K-S-F-N. Rochester, New York. That's a 10-year affiliate. Hot Talk. W-H-T-K. And Iowa City, Iowa. I did them yesterday. Do them again. K-C-J-J. J-J. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz is brought to us by Smoke Break. Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break is a revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers.
This is good smoke.
Right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, pretty much forgotten by the world, two astronauts, an American and a Russian, continue to orbit the Earth in the International Space Station. And they're running out of food. Ever since the American Space Shuttle program was grounded because of another disaster early last year, the supplies haven't been coming as regularly. The astronauts are being told now to conserve calories while they await the arrival of a Russian robot cargo ship on Christmas Day.
This is too retarded that they had the pictures on the news of these guys out doing the spacewalks and everything.
Right.
And basically, they could stay up there for another 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
They just don't have food. And if they...
Are they completely out?
Yeah.
It's getting low.
They're down to 6 days worth of food, and that's cutting back.
Yeah.
If they can't get the food, they're going to have to come back to Earth.
Wow.
And that's going to be like the dumbest reason to come back. You know, we forgot to pack a lunch.
Yeah. They are rationing, and they're just not getting supplies. They used to get tons of shipments, but ever since we stopped sending up shuttles, you know, the food doesn't, nobody visits anymore.
What idiots they are.
Just kidding. If it's late, if this cargo, this robot Russian cargo ship that's due on Christmas Day, if it's late, they'll be down to a 10-day supply of food. And
hey, Mike, where's Charlie? Robot.
He's not here, Tom.
Robot.
And by Christmas Day, if the ship doesn't arrive on time, they will already be packed to abandon the space station and come home. The cargo ship, if it arrives, will also contain the crew's Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah. That's so bad.
Well, yeah. So they're basically relying on a robot to get them.
Robot.
Right.
Robot.
A Russian
robot, though.
Yeah, a Russian one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you like the way the Patriot Act has whittled away your constitutional rights, you'll love the new intelligence reform bill.
Do we?
That's the finding of the people who keep an eye on the whittling of your constitutional rights. The ACLU says the new provisions have too much potential to be abused, just as the Patriot Act has been abused, they say.
Right, ACLU.
They say that under the proposal, the government gets new spying powers that further weaken American civil liberties and privacy rights, more eavesdropping. And most of this is tucked away in a part of a massive bill that basically just gives the country an intelligence czar.
Massive bill.
To its credit.
Gobble-gookie.
Now, to its credit, the new proposal does toughen the penalty on people who possess weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, well, that's good. So the people that are walking through the airport with the atom bomb, they're going to get busted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I get you. You know what you are?
What?
You're the thinking man's news thing on this show. I get what you're doing.
He sure is.
You say your funny stories and we laugh, and then you squeeze in some, like, I haven't figured it out yet, Buzz, but you're squeezing a message in there.
And you know when they finally get that intelligence bill and all those civil rights are violated?
Yeah.
He's the first one they're going to take away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because you're a big mouth.
Mm-hmm. Take out the punk. When it was time for American soldiers in Iraq to ask questions of Donald Rumsfeld, they got support from back home, something they weren't getting from Rumsfeld. The toughest question of the day,
you recall,
well, that's what they said. I'm just backing them up.
Right.
Toughest question of the day was, as you may recall, why do soldiers have to dig through trash piles for scrap metal to better armorize their tanks?
And here was Donald Rumsfeld's response. I thought it was great.
Shut up! Something like that. But that question, asked by a brave soldier, was provided to the soldier by a reporter from the Chattanooga, Tennessee Times Free Press.
Oh, now that sucks.
The embedded reporter wrote his colleagues, I just had one of my best days as a journalist. But conservatives are now saying that Rumsfeld was set up.
Oh, now that is, and he was. I cannot believe that. I thought that was a spontaneous question from a soldier. Now I'm upset.
But don't you think there's a fair
now
chance?
Now I'm visibly shaking.
Don't you think that's first of all, the soldier did get up and ask the question and had the courage to do so.
Yeah,
and
but I mean,
do you think the soldier would have asked the question if he didn't really want to know the answer?
No, but it's disingenuous. It's,
no.
It's terrible.
It's crap. And it was
totally loses credibility. God,
it was.
You know, this country's nuts.
If you know, here's how the soldier could have handled it.
That makes me mad.
The soldier could have said, I talked to, you know, Tom Hardy from the local register, and he brought up a question that I think is important.
And you know, and who knows really whether that information we're getting right now is accurate.
Too. Right.
It might
enough.
Have been a conversation that he was having with the reporter when the reporter said, I just wanted you to ask him about the fact that you guys have to go through the trash to get your armor.
Right.
He might have said, it might have gone down like that.
It might have.
But it's still, don't you think that just taints the whole thing?
Yeah, like it makes you feel bad for Rumsfeld.
It
like
really,
that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike.
I know.
But it does. Like,
not
like,
me.
Well, not you, of course. Teflon over there.
I'm a punk.
But but you're a well-dressed punk.
Thank you.
You're cute today.
Well, I think the whole thing stinks.
The Democratic Party, of late, has been run by professional election losers. That's the assessment of a group of angry liberals who say they plan to take back the party from guys like outgoing DNC chief Terry McAuliffe.
Oh, hold on. John Kerry?
Oh, hi there.
Hi, John.
Not a bad idea.
MoveOn.org, and this is not the only group saying what you're about to hear, but MoveOn.org says it's time for a Washington outsider to lead the party. Quoting MoveOn political director Eli Pariser, last year, grassroots contributors gave more than $300 million to Kerry and proved the party doesn't need corporate cash.
The grassroots? They haven't had a hit record in 20 years, Buzz.
No, they got a party now. Mm-hmm. Now it's our party, he says. We bought it, we own it, and we're going to take it back. For years, the party's been led by elite Washington insiders, he says, who are closer to lobbyists than to the Democratic base.
Yeah, and they are.
And a lot of the guys, one of the guys who's actually running for that post is saying much of the same thing.
Good. Well, I think it's time for a change. Anybody that's sitting on this side of the fence would agree.
I love the way everything's going.
Super.
Yeah. Going our way.
Proud to be an American. Because at least I know Bush is my president.
I love it when you quote Greenwood.
The cost of your caffeine fix is going up again. Folger says it's raising the price 14% on a 13-ounce can. Remember when they were 16-ounce cans?
You know who that's going to affect, Rob?
Who?
Starbucks.
Starbucks!
But coffee prices will go up again for the first time in a couple of years when they soon jump from $2 to $2.28 for that 13-ouncer.
Don't you remember the good days when it was actually cheaper to get cocaine than coffee?
Just kidding. Of course. Other coffee companies are expected to do the same.
I'm trying to think.
Coffee bean prices are now higher than they've been in 4 years.
You and Robert Evans. And Dick Van Patten. Doing blow.
Could you get Coke like for 75 cents?
I was just joking. I was kidding.
I was saying, seriously. Yeah. I was going to say, if that's the case, why? I wasted tons of money.
I really have.
I mean, of course, I did waste tons of money, but I wasted more than I could have.
And it was really expensive if you got a cocaine latte.
Conversely, however, the price of heroin has gone way down over the years.
Isn't that great?
Tell me. I'm so glad they're selling it now at Walmart.
Starbucks, meanwhile. Starbucks was
Kirkland heroin.
Kirkland heroin. Hey, it's just as good as the real.
That's right. Always use a new needle.
Starbucks, meanwhile, is going to start offering overpriced hot food along with the overpriced hot coffee. It's already being tried in Seattle, and the chain's about ready to go nationwide with the food. Their breakfast sandwich, which is not cooked in the store, costs about a buck more than McDonald's.
Okay, I see.
That's not their
look. Save it for the Christmas party.
Put this in my pocket.
Okay, I'll laugh at that in about 2 hours. Harder than I'm laughing right now.
Dude, you got Adele cooking your boys.
Dude.
A new study says a laptop can make you sterile.
Oh, no.
That's a story when we come back.
Dude, dude-o-rama. Dude, looks like a lady. Buzz, that was my cue.
That was it.
Be right back, dude.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dude-a-day.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
You nervous?
Huh?
Nervous?
No. Party?
Big holiday party tonight at your Look Around Cafe?
No, I don't care enough to be nervous.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Look Around Cafe.
Come on. Yes, you do.
No, it's going to be great.
I'm not saying bad nervous. Aren't you just good nervous? I mean,
yeah, I'm excited.
Because a lot of the people who were going to be coming tonight were not there the last time most of us were there for the grand opening.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to everybody getting a chance to come out.
But,
no, actually not. I'm not nervous. I would have been nervous if I didn't have people that know what they're... I have nothing to do with it. So that doesn't make me... If it was my thing doing it, arranging it, and, you know, with no experience, like... the last year, but now I have people that know what they're doing, so I'm very happy about that.
I just wanted to point that out to you. I don't even think I said this to you off the air, because I've not wanted to point out the pressure.
Right.
I would just like to point out, though, at this point, counterpoint, that last year, we did not go to the Christmas party because it was at a bad location downtown.
Yep.
It took us over 2 hours to get there.
We stood outside. We couldn't. And when we got down there, there was no parking.
They had no parking. And a lot of people at the station hated us because we had the nerve to go all the way downtown and then get in a fight with the general manager and say, there's no place to park. Right. So now you know what they're saying.
Oh, what? Really? Now, so they're saying now, hey, it better be good this year.
That's
right.
Really?
Oh, well, screw them. Yeah. That's right.
Then these guys, last year.
We'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm. You mean we like all the people on this show?
That's right.
We'll have a good time.
We'll have a great time. You know, when I said I don't care, I do care about our little family having a good time. You guys and your wives and stuff like that.
Isn't there some part of you that cares that the rest of the people have a good time?
Well, I know they will. So, I mean, I just think that, I don't know.
Mike,
I'm in a numb thing. It's almost I feel the same way when my father died. You know?
That's wow!
On parallel.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's a party, and that was a joke. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It really. Hey, you guys are looking for something you're not going to get. So I'm just trying to be lighthearted here. So.
Yes, I'm nervous.
Okay. Okay, I was just trying to goof around too.
You've never brought up your dad's passing before as a segue joke.
It was a joke. That's all.
I did mention your dad today.
You did.
Remember in the office?
Yeah.
When you told me that there was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We might have shots later on.
Mike was saying that there'd
be
shooters.
We would be very proud of that.
I said your dad would be proud, because I remember when you got the place, I remember reading the article.
Sure.
In the local newspaper.
Right.
Where you said that it was your dad's dream that you would own an Irish pub.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure your dad, it was part of your dad's dream that after 10 o'clock tonight, all the waitresses would come in with watermelon shooters for everybody.
If people want them.
They won't be forced.
Well, you're forcing them on everybody.
No.
Oh, that was a secret, that we're forcing them on everybody.
No, I didn't even know. You're misinterpreting. Now I know how your wife feels sometimes. No, that is not how it went. I said at a certain point, when we get everybody who's ready, we're going to come and offer them shots. No, trust me, nothing will be forced. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Now I don't even want to go to the party.
Oh, come on. It's your party. Come on.
That's right. No,
you're the host.
Oh, I'm not the host. It's the station's party.
Oh, but what's the name?
To be at the finest restaurant in Old Town Manassas.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
There you go. Enjoy, everybody. Well, now I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Oh, come on. I'm just kidding.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It better be fun. It better be.
Yeah.
It better be great.
You're damn right it better be.
Better be.
Yeah. You better. Hey, and if it's not, you know how to spin it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Now, who's your buddy?
You are.
And you get the, you know, it all depends on the say, you know. It's a question of getting one or two Christmas presents.
Oh, for me?
Yeah. No matter what, it's how great. You know? Yeah, absolutely. Remember that. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, I bet we will.
Did you prepare a list of copy points?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Some bullet points.
What Don is to say on Monday.
Yes.
I did enjoy myself.
Mike, your party was among the finest I have ever attended.
One word comes to mind. Exquisite.
Brilliant.
A new study says a laptop computer can make you sterile. Researchers say it's a combination of the heat generated by the computer. No, I'm not kidding, Larry. And the posture that you assume to balance the thing on your lap. Men usually sit with their legs apart. With a laptop, they keep them together. The laptop can reach a temperature of nearly 160 degrees.
I sit in a full split.
Your groin is not supposed to get that warm, and that's why men sit with their legs apart. Doctors have even shown that wearing whiteies that are too tighty raises the temperature enough to make you less fertile. Imagine what
I don't want to see that, Mike. Are you looking at what he's doing?
Yeah, I'm just relaxing, Buzz.
Imagine, hot.
Yeah, cool off, Mike. Imagine what a 160 degree computer can do down there.
Me and the wife and the two kids.
Oh, what the hell is that? No, hold on.
Come on.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
By the way, also be wary of your home computer. Researchers say the radiation it gives off can be measured from 18 feet away.
Unbelievable.
There hasn't been one yet, but expect a
Larry of the corner.
Expect a study Sunday about the dangers of carrying a cell phone in your pants. We do know this. It's hard on cell phones.
It's what?
It's hard on cell phones. You heard me.
All right.
A new study from some of the people who have to replace broken phones shows that the number one cause...
That's a new brand of cell phones, incidentally.
The new Sprint.
They get great reception.
Right.
The number one cause of a damaged cell phone is carrying it in a tight pair of pants.
I get great reception with my new Verizon.
Other causes of cell phone damage, kids, dogs, and letting them get too wet,
right,
throwing them in anger, also made the list. We may get to use cell phones on airplanes soon. The FCC, knowing that it's ticked off a lot of us this past year, may be throwing us a bone for Christmas. The FCC was established to keep radio signals from bumping into one another, and in this story, that's actually what the agency's doing.
I have never believed that, Buzz, in all the years that we've been flying, when they've said, turn off the devices.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen how a DVD player, an iPod, going back in the day, a Walkman, any of that. If that's the case, we need some better stuff in the cockpit. If some guy's going to be calling his wife on a cell phone going, hi, the plane is 20 minutes late, and next thing you know, the pilot's going, oh my God, abort, abort, abort!
So now they're saying we can use them.
Well, soon, they may. Right now the FCC is studying the pros and cons of the idea, and they're pointing to a decision perhaps next year. The catch is, with current technology, most cell phones don't work at cruising altitude. Cell phone companies say they're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a Reebok health club in New York City that caters to the likes of Regis Philbin, Lenny DiCaprio, and of course, Kevin Bacon.
How are you?
This health club... The health club has had some recent trouble. The recent trouble at the Reebok Health Club with gay sex.
Hey, Leo, can I sit next to you?
It, can I towel off next to you?
Okay, fine.
It's happened in what's called the wet areas of the club.
Oh.
The shower, the sauna, the steam room, and the jacuzzi. Gelman. All in the basement underneath the men's locker room.
Gelman.
The club says after getting complaints from customers, it sent in undercover men to weed out the public promiscuity perpetrators. Oh. One member says he saw two guys leering at a famous TV personality as the TV personality stripped down to nothing and climbed into the jacuzzi. Let's see, DiCaprio and Bacon don't have TV shows.
How are you?
They were leering at Regis.
Woohoo! 43-year-old David Herbert Whittam is pure hetero. He's been arrested in Jamestown, North Carolina, for hiding in the women's locker room at the YMCA and using a dental mirror to watch women disrobe and shower.
That's my man.
A dental mirror.
Police say he was spotted because of the hair on his feet, which were visible beneath the partition. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
There you go, Buzz. Yeah. Right. Leave them laughing, Buzz. That's a good one. We got to go. We'll have a report on the party on Monday.
Excellent.
Everybody have a great and safe weekend.
Yeah.
Ron Fez are on tape tonight because they're coming to the party.
Very good.
I'm listed anyway. 877. Why am I giving out
no
the phone
sense
number?
In calling. It's on tape.
Yeah, I know. Besides, if somebody called and said they give out the phone number too much.
That's right there, Fez.
Trying to be funny. Yeah. Ron Fez's rerun is coming up next on WJFK and Live 105 and also at Tampa Bay. And we'll be back on Monday with a new episode. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
You. Will you be doing that at the party tonight?
You bet I will.
Oh, that's it. You?
I've got to go to Starbucks.
My father died.
Wait.
Hey, the door closed.
I don't care. I don't care.
How are you anyway?
I don't care. That.
I know. That was awkward. That was awkward the second time, too.
Okay, now you're Sammy. God, you slay me sometimes.
Thank you.
You're Sammy.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.